Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to the multifaceted Trump-Gaza peace plan, the ball is now in Hamas's court. And President Trump, speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, says he hopes that Hamas will accept the ambitious blueprint for ending the war and releasing the hostages.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Israel would be free to destroy what's left of the terrorist group. Eight Arab states have endorsed the Trump plan, calling for a demilitarized Gaza with no place for Hamas. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
The Palestinian government in the occupied West Bank said it welcomed President Trump's plan to end the war and pledged to implement the reforms it calls for. And while Israeli hostage families and opposition parties are also on board, Israel's prime minister risks the collapse of his governing coalition if far-right ministers conclude he's made too many concessions for a peace deal.
The clock is ticking toward a midnight deadline for a government shutdown. As of now, no agreement to keep the lights on once the deadline passes. President Trump is planning to attend today's meeting of top U.S. military brass from around the globe. It's being convened by Secretary of War Hegseth, the meeting taking place at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. Turning Point USA's college tour returns to Utah today for its first event in the state since its founder, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated on a college campus earlier this month. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 115 points. The Nasdaq futures off 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's 6:03. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Light rain in the area. Already a wreck on the Beltway outer loop as you're coming south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. And before we get to Security Boulevard, it looks like right now we're losing the two inside lanes. See a couple of vehicles with their flashers on. It's raining. It's wet. And already the backup is going back very quickly back towards 795. When you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill, stay to the right as much as you can. Overturned vehicle about 5:30 this morning. Bel Air Road, the 9300 block. There's a minor wreck appearing Parkway and the Beltway. And a report that traffic light is malfunctioning at Reisterstown Road and Green Spring Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with a few morning sprinkles. Otherwise, still very warm with highs close to 80. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, but starting to turn cooler with lows falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City 64 degrees. Aberdeen has 65. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues at 6:04. Baltimore County homicide detectives are investigating a suspicious death in the unit block of English Run Circle. This is in Baltimore County. Police say a woman was found dead inside of the Sparks Glencoe home after officers were called to conduct a welfare check on Monday morning. The circumstances surrounding the woman's death are under investigation, and police have not released any additional information. Boulevard County police say the husband of a woman who was killed in Moncton has been charged in her death. 55-year-old Anthony Lechner is charged with first-degree murder of 56-year-old Kimberly Lechner, who was found dead in a home on Maplehurst Lane Monday morning. Police were initially called to the scene for a report of a domestic disturbance. Boulder County Police have identified the suspect and the victim in an apparent murder-suicide. Officers were called to the 100 block of East Pedonia Road for a report of a shooting at around 11 o'clock Monday, where they found 87-year-old Marilyn and 89-year-old Raymond Lewandowski dead from gunshot wounds. Investigators recovered the firearm at the scene. They believe Mr. Lewandowski died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both bodies have been taken to the medical examiner's office for autopsies. And one person is dead, another being treated at Chalk Trauma following a Monday afternoon crash on I-95 near the 895 split. The accident happened when a car slammed into the back of a tractor trailer, killing the driver in the car, injuring their passenger. No further information has been released, and the incident remains under investigation. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 308, pick 4, 2356. It's 6:06 now, and next it's time on sports.
Hi, Sean Casey. When I endorse a product or service on the radio, I take it very seriously, and I do my research. I did the same when I first met Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty about 9 years ago. Vinny's here in studio today, and I'm going to ask the same question I asked you when we first met and before you helped hundreds of our listeners sell their home. Vinny, tell us, what sets you apart from other real estate companies?
Well, Sean, number one is my guaranteed offers. I'm so confident I will sell your home at 100% of your price that if for some reason I can't, I'll pay you the difference. Number two is I have the buyer so your home may already be sold. I literally have 12,786 buyers in my buyers in waiting database. This is how I'm able to create higher demand, more offers, and that means more money in your pocket.
Friends, get to know Vinny Steele like I have. Upfront written guarantees with the least hassle. Call or text Vinny right now. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
News was brought to you by Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at your home sold guaranteed realty. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the news that Ravens fans all feared was delivered yesterday in Owings Mills.
Well, I can't give you information on Broderick and Nnamdi. Nnamdi is going to be out for the year. That's going to be a year-long IR. Brody will not be. It'll be the four-week IR.
That was Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic. Nnamdi Matabike's career now in jeopardy. Harbaugh did not reveal the exact diagnosis, but it is a neck injury. The team's best inside pass rusher with two sacks in his first two games this year, 21.5 over the previous two seasons. Brody is Broderick Washington, of course, and out now for at least the next three games for Baltimore. Orioles had their big postseason press conference at the warehouse yesterday with manager Mancelino and president of baseball operations Mike Elias appearing separately. First, it was Mancelino.
I would love to be here. This is a great place. This is a historic franchise. It is a place that gave me my first full-time big league job, so ideally I get to stay here in a lot of ways. I'm very comfortable with the people here. I have a lot of respect for the people here.
And it was later Mike Elias on his take of the managerial situation.
I've told him that we are going to utilize the opportunity of having the permanent chair vacant to talk to other people.
And Elias went on to say that Mancelino would be in the mix. Another man in the mix would be John Mabry, the team's senior advisor to the Major League coaching staff, could be a front runner for the job. That was not announced, by the way, yesterday. Coming up in 30 minutes, much more from both press conferences, and Major League Baseball's postseason gets underway. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start
start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Federal Hill video showing a bar patron in a chokehold, then getting slammed into a car. It's under investigation. More fallout from the Comey indictment. But our top story here is that illegal alien school superintendent arrested by ICE was actually registered to vote here in Maryland. First, here is the Des Moines Public School School Board Chairman Jackie Norris saying they were never notified that he was an illegal alien.
At no point was any DMPS employee or board member notified that Dr. Roberts was not eligible to work by a federal agency or Dr. Roberts.
Was that a Beatles song? Mm-hmm. I think it was, yeah. While Ian Roberts' ties to Baltimore City schools are under review, concerns are also shifting beyond the classroom, as now state records suggest. And this is just a side note here. The headline in the Fox 45 web story today says, non-citizen Ian Roberts. And then the first paragraph says, undocumented immigrant. Who the hell is writing the headlines over at Fox 45?
Undocumented immigrant that changed the font size.
He's an illegal alien. And it's amazing. Delegate Matt Morgan says, look, we're always told that the illegals here in Maryland don't vote, but, you know that has to happen.
Well, they always say this never happens, and then it happens.
Yeah, and then it happens, and then we're left with a voter rolls that are not purged, not properly taken care of. You know, at the time of his arrest, Roberts was working as the superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools. Now, according to ICE, the Guyana native overstayed a student visa in 1999. He graduated from Coppin State in 98.
Yeah.
So he had 1 year to apply for citizenship or get legal, and he did not do that. He was also charged with illegally possessing a handgun in 2020. How do you get a handgun if you're not in the country legally?
Legally. Yeah, the question was asked yesterday.
Yeah.
One of us says, what is this?
He was given a final order of removal by an immigration judge in 2024. Here in Maryland, state records show a voter registration listing with the same birthday and address tied to a traffic citation. And he got in Iowa. It comes as the DOJ is requesting Maryland's voter registration data following a state audit that found 2,400 potentially deceased and more than 300 duplicate registrations on the voter rolls. More from Delegate Morgan and the response from the State Board of Elections Administrator in just a moment.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. We started off with Giddy Gunderson.
The wreck on the outer loop right before I-70 Security Boulevard was in the left-hand lane, out of that lane now, and it looks like they may have moved the vehicles down to the right side. Yeah, there they are. They're just on the right side, right before the ramp. Excuse me. Right before the ramp at Security Boulevard. So with that, backed up already, here we are at 615. We're backed up to 795, but we are moving traffic again with all the lanes open. But it's a visual delay. It's still dark. You'll see the police cars there on the right side, but very slow already, and a big delay coming south from 795. Early accident this morning involved an overturned vehicle, 9300 block of Bel Air Road. There was a minor wreck at Perrine Parkway and the Beltway. The traffic light was malfunctioning earlier. Not sure if it's out or on flash. They didn't indicate that. But at Reisterstown Road at Green Spring Valley Road, and the contractor, even in the rain, is already working northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Again, a cloudy day today. A chance for scattered showers. It'll be warm and muggy. Highs near 80 overnight. Mostly cloudy, low temps in the upper 50s. And then the big cool down starts. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs in the low 70s. And right now we're 64 and cloudy in Columbia. 68 under cloudy skies in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you this morning. President Trump has vowed to impose a 100% tariff on all movies that are made outside of the United States.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now we'll raise the price of a movie ticket to similar to a small bucket of popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, that's just incredible. Electronic Arts, maker of video games like Madden NFL, is being sold for $55 billion.
Yow.
Yo. I remember when video games were 20 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they cost now because I haven't bought a video game because all the kids are growing up. But it's got to be close to what, 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 bucks?
Yeah. I haven't bought one in a long time.
It's okay, though. In this state, you can take it as long as it's not $1,500 or more.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Okay, so it's okay.
You can up to $1,499.
$1,499,
NBC Television announced that Snoop Dogg will return as correspondent for the 26 Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Except now he's going to be called Sled Dog. Small percentage of men who use steroids claim the drugs have an unexpected side effect. It turns them gay. Don't worry, there's a cure. It's called Asteroids.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny.
Speaking of which, what about this thing they're tracking? They seem to think could be an illegal alien, something or other.
Oh, the spaceship.
Oh, the guy.
Atlas, whatever it is.
The school superintendent out of Des Moines.
That's the guy, yeah.
That's the guy.
Their ship is coming to pick him up and take him home.
They finally are tracking him.
The mothership's coming back.
Exactly. Remember, Screwy Louis Farrakhan believed in the mothership.
Yeah. Well, there's something out there, man.
Yeah, if they took it.
Who knows what it is?
Yeah.
I keep seeing these teases.
If you could beam anybody up, who would it be?
To the spaceship?
To the spaceship, just off the planet, out in a solar, in the space somewhere.
Gene? The crew from The View.
The crew? The entire crew, or just one?
No, all.
All.
At once.
All of you.
And that'd need a big one for Whoopi, but that's odd.
How would the aliens know there's something odd, by the way, when they seem like, oh, just some of our folks?
Somebody, Rosie O'Donnell might get a couple of votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or need a bigger ship.
Right now, I think Jasmine Crockett would get my vote.
Yeah. She's another one.
Yeah. Bad Bunny is going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. This is just...
In this country? Will Bad Bunny be coming here?
Yeah, well, this is a guy, A, hates Trump, B, skipped the U.S. Tour because of immigration raids. He hates ICE. And of course, and he sings pretty much all in Spanish. Other than that, it's a great NFL halftime act.
Take his visa away now.
And his MasterCard, too, daggone.
Apparently, Taylor Swift was approached, but she wanted certain guarantees from the NFL, and they would not give them.
Yeah, for example, the Chiefs would be in the playoffs.
So they defaulted to Bad Bunny. Also on the list was a Brooksville rapper, Chuck Whitaker.
Chucky Chuck?
Yeah, the Barter King. Yeah. He's known as Bad Money.
Bad Money, like Bad exactly. Bunny.
Well, show me the money!
All night, huh?
Oh, no, just half a night. New medical research shows that cannabis can help those with chronic back pain, Bruce.
Wow.
Yeah, so if your chronic back pain makes it difficult to get on and off the couch, cannabis will cure it because you'll never get off the couch again, ever.
Well, the CBD portion of cannabis is very useful as a topical to actually alleviate a lot of pain, muscle pain, back pain. The THC stuff, which is the stuff that gets you high, it might alleviate the pain, but you wouldn't be able to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Because it really, I mean, it's you want to get high first thing in the morning and then do the show?
You know, the thing I hate about many of, including the state of Maryland, legalizing recreational marijuana is the smell of weed is everywhere. In New York, it's really bad.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I haven't been downtown Baltimore in ages, so I couldn't tell you. But it's just, you know, everywhere you go now. You smell it. You're sitting at a car at an intersection in the summer. And the guy's got his windows rolled down, and it comes wafting into your vehicle.
Yeah.
So,
those wafters.
Well,
I'm sorry about that.
That's right. You got to have some manners when you're token up.
My sunroof open.
That's right. Yes.
It was just going. It looked like a teepee.
We'll go out to some place and have breakfast on Saturday mornings, typically, and sit outside where we go. But if somebody lights up anything, it's just kind of, do I really have to basically eat your cigarette smoke, you know, eat your weed? I mean, I ordered eggs. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know?
You go to places that allow smoking on the outdoors?
Well, it's outside. I mean, it's go to the, for example, if you go to the Panera up in Hunt Valley, you have that little plaza thing outside.
Right.
Tables out there, people sit down and light up.
Right.
If you're sitting there, or actually having your breakfast first thing in the morning, guy sits down at the table next to you and lights up. Well, sorry, I'll move.
Yeah, know? Upwind.
Yeah. Yeah,
certainly. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're talking about, again, this Dr. Roberts, illegal alien superintendent of Des Moines schools. He was employed here in Baltimore for about 10 years or so, graduated from Coppin State, and as we now have found out, he apparently lied on all of his, you know, there's a shocker, right? All right, so we'll find out what's the reason being given for the State Board of Election laws not cooperating in this this individual confirming that he is registered to vote. It's a real doozy. It's coming up in just a second. You can also contact us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about between now and then, by the way. Coming up between now and the top of the hour, wait until you hear this story. If you haven't seen the video of this in Federal Hill, a security guard puts somebody in a chokehold and launches them into a parked car. That story is coming up. And the Comey indictment, more and more squirming coming from the Comey camp about that.
Yeah, we'll also take a look at the persons, numbers 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, who are persons 1, 2, and 3?
We think we know who person 1 is, but who is person 2 and 3? You'll find out coming up in about 15 minutes.
6:23 right now at Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Well, here's another new problem. Outer loop, the American Legion Bridge on the Capitol Bay. Beltway seems like it happens almost every week. We get a big wreck. Of course, it's raining again today. Here's the problem. The three inside lanes are blocked just as we're crossing the bridge into Northern Virginia. So this is going to be a big problem already. Backed up to the spur at I-270, and apparently in the backup, there's a wreck at Old Georgetown Road on the Capitol Beltway. So already from 29 Georgia Avenue, New Hampshire Avenue, going into Northern Virginia, big problems there on the Capitol Beltway. Right now, looks like just two lanes to the right as you're moving through that area. The wreck on the Beltway locally was in the left-hand lane before I-70. Now on the right shoulder, delays already going back towards the ramps at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of scattered showers, warm and muggy. Again, highs near 80 overnight into the upper 50s. Cloudy 64 in Ellicott City, 63 right now in Reisterstown. We're talking about the illegal alien superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa, arrested by ICE. We find out that he graduated from Coppin State. 1 year later, his student visa expired. 2 years later, he went to work, was hired at Baltimore City Public Schools, where he worked for a total of 7 years and 10 months between August of 2001 and June 2010. Boy, they did a good job of a background check on their employee, right? He served as a teacher for 5 years, resident principal for 1 year, principal for 2 years, and that's all the Baltimore City Schools could share about his work history. Then eventually, of course, he went up to Pennsylvania, where he got hit with a loaded firearm, carrying a loaded firearm charge, and somehow he was able to purchase a gun, being an illegal alien. Go figure how that happens.
I'd like to know what time this morning that gun shop gets closed down.
Yeah, exactly. Or who did the background check or lack thereof. But again, now we're worried. We find out that he, based on a traffic citation in Iowa, based on his Maryland driver's license, which match up, he was registered to vote here in Maryland. Here's Delegate Matt Morgan.
The last 5 years, there's been a huge influx. Millions of illegal immigrants have flooded the country. A considerable amount of them have come to Maryland. To think that they just sit at home on election day is naive.
I think it's entirely naive. We've been arguing that this has been happening, going on for years. Especially, they might not be voting, actually, but someone might be voting in their name. You get a ballot sent out in their name, and it's collected. It's either held by the post office, and Lord knows what happens there. Professional ballot harvesters who are paid. Remember the Nesha D'Souza movie? The mules that went out, and they were paid like $20 a ballot or something to harvest those ballots. And so we're asking the State Board of Elections, not just us, the Department of Justice, the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and others, can you confirm that he was registered as a voter? And can you provide the voter list so we can see what other potential duplicates, deceased, illegal aliens are on the voter list? But Morgan says Sable won't cooperate.
Why wouldn't you want to turn over the voter rolls for that? How is immigration enforcement using our voter rolls? I mean, obviously that means there's multiple people that are registered to vote.
Yeah, or also means that that ICE and or the Department of Homeland Security will do a much better job at checking the voter list in Maryland than the actual State Board of Elections does. But they're dragging their feet. They will not comply, according to State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis. He's yet to comply, citing a concern that the list would be used to enforce immigration. In a letter to the DOJ, DeMarinis asked first to know, quote, whether the voter registration list will be used for enforcement of immigration laws against Maryland residents. Before turning over the records, he says, because Maryland law says you can only use it for the electoral process. Mm-hmm. Well, I would think that making sure that every single voter's name on that list
is eligible
would be part of the electoral process. But that's just me being a silly man
you
again.
You persnickety person, you.
Yeah. And look, this is ongoing with Maryland. Many states have already purged their voter rolls to make sure they're cleaned up. Maryland just has a tough time pulling the trigger on that, says Morgan.
The State Board of Election really never cleans its voter rolls. So there could be thousands of people on here. We have no idea.
Yeah, we don't. We do know that the last time we looked at it, 2,400 deceased, 300 duplicates. That was as of a year ago. So that number's probably gotten worse. But here we have a state agency basically defying the federal government. And again, we're talking about federal elections here, so there is some jurisdiction for the federal government to come in. And look, Maryland might have to be sued, or if they have not already been sued.
Yeah, one would think that alarm bells should be going off at election headquarters for the state, saying we better do this right now today.
Well, his job is to make sure that the voter rolls are maintained. okay, and that the elections are run smoothly here in the state of Maryland. That's the job of the State Board of Elections Administrator. Linda Lamone ran it for all those years, and she was not much better at purging the voter rolls. Because, you know, the argument is they're afraid of making a mistake. They're afraid of disenfranchising someone. But now, let's say you did. Let's say you remove somebody from the voter roll. You and they walk in to vote, and they're perfectly legitimate Maryland citizen with the right to vote. You get a provisional ballot.
Yeah.
You know, that you get a provisional ballot there, and they'll wait to verify your you know, your status, you know, during that when they're counting the ballots. So now that that has been removed from a concern, let's clean up the voter roll, shall we? You know, it's just I just think that this in this we aren't the only state.
It's almost as if it's on purpose that they haven't done that. You would think if you got the job, right? Your job is now to run the shop. Wouldn't you think one of the very first thing you do is to say, first thing we have to do is to purge the voter rolls. Get started on that Monday, Bob, would you? And Gladys, help him out if you would. He needs extra help on this. Wouldn't you think that would be about the first priority you have?
A lot of questions here. How did Dr. Roberts remain in Maryland after his student visa expired? How does an illegal alien register to vote in the first place? And he worked in multiple states. You would think, how does your voter registration remain active in an address you haven't lived at a past decade? Lots of questions, no answers so far from Sable. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you. Sean Baltimore County Police have identified the suspect and the victim in an apparent murder-suicide. Officers called to the 100 block of East Pedonia Road for a report of a shooting at around 11 o'clock Monday, where they found 87-year-old Marilyn and 89-year-old Raymond Lewandowski dead from gunshot wounds. Investigators recovered a firearm at the scene, and they believe Mr. Lewandowski died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both bodies have taken to the medical examiner's office for autopsies. One person dead, another being treated at shock trauma following a Monday afternoon crash on I-95 near the 895 split. The accident happened when a car slammed into the back of a tractor trailer, killing the driver, injuring their passenger. No further information has been released, and the incident remains under investigation. Well, here's something for those in the Towson area. The Green Turtles Towson location expected to close by the end of the year. During a Monday hearing before the Baltimore County Board of Liquor License Commissioners, Green Turtle CEO Gio Concepcion said he plans to shut down that location. The board previously took away the bar's liquor license for Thursdays due to some chaotic Thirsty Thursday events that led to an increase in police presence along York Road. According to the Baltimore Banner, the owners of the bar say they would lose around $600,000 a year without the Thursday events. The Green Turtle has more than 30 locations in Maryland and in several other states. A Greenbelt man has been charged with assaulting federal law enforcement officers at the NSA campus in Fort Meade. 23-year-old Amir Wilson allegedly drove through a security checkpoint on September 24th without credentials and struck two marked NSA police vehicles, injuring one of the officers. Wilson crashed into a retaining wall and was arrested. He faces a Wednesday morning detention hearing. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick three lotteries, 308. Your pick four, 2356. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Right, the wreck on the Beltway locally still there. Right shoulder, Outer Loop Security Boulevard. That started everything this morning over there. We're still backed up and we're solid all the way back to 795. Traffic lights are out. at Reisterstown Road at Green Spring Valley Road, so be careful through there. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. There are actually two. One is on the outer loop near the American Legion Bridge, and then in the backup at Old Georgetown Road. So big delays in Montgomery County, and there is some light rain in the area this morning. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with a few morning sprinkles. Otherwise, still very warm with highs close to 80. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, but starting to turn cooler with lows falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With the Ravens defensive tackle Nnamdi Matabike now officially out for the year, all eyes will be on the Ravens defense and what can be done to improve a unit that has allowed the most points in the National Football League. For his part, head coach John Harbaugh soothed somewhat after a day of reflection.
I felt better watching the tape, I can tell you that, a lot better watching the tape than I did standing on the sideline watching the game. I felt like there was a lot of really good play going on, and I think the things that were issues were very definable.
Ravens down now seven starters on a defense that has allowed 33.3 points per game, and with key offseason addition Jaire Alexander inactive for the last three games. Monday Night Football last night, a twin bill. The Dolphins, unrecognizable in those hideous black uniforms, hold off the Jets 27-21. And you think the Ravens have it bad? Did you see the Bengals last night? Pathetic. 28-3 losers to the Broncos, outgained by Denver 512-159. Back in February, the Orioles were planning on having a season-ending press conference on September 29th, but there they were yesterday in front of the media trying to explain what happened this season, and according to manager Mancelino, had to get the team's core back on track.
It's getting together, it's being honest, it's getting all the players in terms of staff, analysts, everybody that has a voice, it's getting... is soliciting outside opinions, is doing a lot of different things to try to figure out how we get these guys back on track.
Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias on what the target is for 2026.
Our goal for this offseason is to have a team when we start in Sarasota, to have a team that we all believe and that the baseball world believes and the rest of the division believes is of a quality to compete for the division title in 2026. So
I've never heard anybody talk as deliberate as Mike Elias. Baseball playoffs begin today, but not before three MLB managers let go yesterday, including four-time World Series champion Bruce Bochy by the Rangers, former Oriole Bob Melvin by the Giants. Four wild card games today getting underway at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Tigers and Guardians will be in Cleveland. 3 p.m., the Padres at Wrigley against the Cubs. 6 p.m., the Donnybrook, Red Sox at Yankees. 9 p.m., the Reds and Dodgers from Los Angeles. Conspicuously absent from the mix are the Mets and their $340 million payroll, 83 wins to show for that largesse. The time now is 6:37. When we return, is Bad Bunny bad for the NFL?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is actually an education for me because I had never even heard of Bad Bunny until yesterday.
Right.
And in terms, of course, of the NFL announcing that Bad Bunny is going to be the halftime performer. And now, after learning about Bad Bunny, yes, obviously Bad Bunny barely speaks English. Bad Bunny is anti-ICE. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bad Bunny has canceled his U.S. tour over ICE fears. He's filmed and criticized ICE raids. I mean, you know, use music videos to comment on it.
On the other side, he is going to be a boon for dressmakers.
lawmakers in this country.
Okay, I don't even know what that means,
actually. He frequently appears wearing a dress.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you why I think the NFL did this, okay? Yes, it's going to be a woke thing, but they want to appeal to Hispanics. That's the last great frontier for the NFL. They've already conquered Europe. They have multiple games in Europe. They've had 3 games in Brazil. They've had multiple games in Mexico City, but they won't have one for 2 years because that stadium is undergoing renovations for the World Cup. So this is a play for Hispanic domination, basically. And that's what they're after here. And, you know, having said that, it's a controversial move.
Yeah. Well, more time for me at the smorgasbord tray, you know?
Really. Yeah, but look, everybody's talking about it. Talk show hosts are talking about it. We're talking about it. And they get a lot of free publicity out of it. Probably more so than if Taylor Swift were the Super Bowl act.
She actually declined.
Yes. Right. I know. I heard that because she was making all these demands.
Right.
And the league didn't want to go with it. But here's the thing. You're going to alienate.
You are.
You're going to alienate most of your English-speaking and viewing NFL fans. That halftime's going to be a joke now. I mean, maybe some will stick around out of curiosity. I won't. I'll make sure that I'm doing something else at halftime. I won't be watching it. So all these sponsors that are going to be placed inside the halftime show, around the halftime show, adjacencies and stuff, I don't think they'll get much for their
Can I point out, though, that you, just before the show, were talking about you might stay around and watch it just for the wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought it was a little strange, Gary, but who might a judge?
I think the NFL
wardrobe malfunction I would not want to see.
Yeah, I actually don't blame you on that. I think the NFL weighing cost versus benefit here, the long-term play is the Hispanic market, and I think that's why they did it.
So, right.
I don't like it. That's why they did it.
All right, so I guess they'll have a couple of German Kugelers or something coming up because they play in Germany, and they're playing in Spain and Madrid this year. They're in London. Where else are they going?
It's a Kugler. Is that like with Kugel?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like potato Kugel.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I like a little applesauce on that. Can I have a little applesauce?
You got to have a couple of latke lovers out there?
Sure.
A couple of Luxen Kuglers is what they
are. Can you pass the sour cream, please?
I can.
Thank you.
I'll take the applesauce instead. Thanks. 6:40 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Eric Swalwell, he of the Unusual Worldview, has now decided that he knows who is really responsible for the leftist attacks on ICE headquarters, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, etc., etc., etc. He knows who's the real problem here.
He is weaponizing the Department of Justice, going after his political enemies, but what does it mean to everyday Americans? We're seeing an escalation of mass shootings again. Obviously, we had the Kirk assassination and a political assassination on an ICE facility last week, shootings over the weekend in North Carolina and in Michigan. And so if law enforcement is pulled off the case to work on the president's political opponents, what does that mean for the rest of us?
So in other words, it's Donald Trump's fault. Clearly, it's Donald Trump's fault. Because, in other words, if Donald Trump had had people there, Donald Trump doesn't assign the... I mean, it's not his job to do that. Swalwell says, well, it's clearly going after Comey is just a distraction. You should be taking care of the nation's business instead, because after all Comey did was lie to Congress.
This happened when Donald Trump was president. So if you're trying to tell me this is not politically motivated, the statement that they're referring to where he allegedly lied, Donald Trump was president, so why didn't you indict him then? The fact that he's indicting him now just makes it look even more politically motivated. And so I'm pretty confident that this will either be dismissed or Mr. Comey will be acquitted by a jury of his peers.
I don't know if Swalwell is an attorney or pretends to be. I really just don't know. But John Thune clearly knows the law a good bit better than Eric Swalwell does, because Donald Trump didn't indict anybody.
It's based upon the findings of a grand jury. So I think that that was the indictment that came. It was by a jury of his peers. This is not a new subject, obviously. This is something that the Senate Judiciary Committee examined. It lodged an active investigation into back in 2020.
Yeah, and Thune is quite comfortable at this point. Again, it wasn't Donald Trump who indicted him. It was a grand jury, which was actually impaneled in a very liberal district. So you got to figure the people on the grand jury would tend to lean left. They are the ones who indicted him for lying to Congress. And that's what this is all about. People have gone to jail for lying to Congress. The question is, did Comey lie to Congress? If he did, is it the same scope and type as those who have gone to prison for it? If it is, the guy should be spending time behind bars.
It was absolutely appalling that she revoked the security clearances of those 37 individuals.
some of whom were still in government, and there was no basis whatsoever to do that.
Yeah, that's John Brennan talking about whether or not it's going to be appropriate somehow to go after him. More of his comments coming up. But first, though, it's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's the Chuckster.
Right, so the wreck on the Capitol Beltway, American Legion Bridge, now confined to the median. They pushed everybody off. They cleared most of the lanes, but we're backed up all the way back to and beyond the Georgia Avenue ramps and backing up towards Route 29. So that's a big delay. It's also affecting 270 southbound on the spur to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, and then eventually over to the Potomac River Bridge. But now the lanes are open. It's going to take a long time for that to recover. Earlier wreck this morning on the Beltway locally, they're still on the right shoulder on the outer loop right before I-70. That backup, that's just going to be solid now. Not going to change. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. What I think is a minor wreck, 95 southbound right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. A couple of vehicles in the median. Another vehicle stopped before the ramp at O'Donnell Street. And with that, 95 now is backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is going to start backing up at least to Pulaski Highway. So now we're in the range of 20 to 25 minute delays southbound in both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers, warm with a high near 80. And then overnight lows will be down around the upper 50s or so. And right now we're looking at, it's kind of mild and 70 degrees already in Ocean City, 67. Chance of a light shower in Baltimore City in the next hour there. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball, Johnson.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Yeah. Indeed it is. Hey, McDonald's is bringing back the Monopoly game.
The game Monopoly is coming back to McDonald's. Bigger and better than ever. This time it's not going to be big. It's going to be huge.
This is, what, the 14th incarnation of this?
But they must like it because they keep bringing it back for some reason. But this is a big story. Colonel Sanders' great-great-great nephew went viral after posting a video that revealed what he claimed was the original KFC recipe.
Ooh.
He said he chose to do so after KFC blocked him on social media.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has blocked me on social media. For those who are new, I'm Colonel Sanders' great-great-great nephew. I'm the last Sanders in his family line. Over the last decade, they have sexualized my uncle for marketing purposes. They have encouraged fans to sexualize him as well. My response to Kentucky Fried Chicken blocking me is, do you want to know how to make their chicken? Truly, genuinely, their chicken. This recipe I put together through facts. So let Kentucky Fried Chicken deny this. If they do, I'll say, prove it. I have facts and receipts to back up my recipe. Show us what yours is.
Yeah, so he then shared the full recipe, complete with quantities, on a screen while he talked. The 11 spices in the KFC chicken, sage, garlic powder, cardamom, cayenne, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, coriander, ginger, white pepper, and black pepper.
Okay.
And you'd have to go and get the actual pinches,
percentages
and so on and so forth online, which is available
that's
there.
Finger looking good.
Indeed.
Yeah. They sexualized Colonel? I didn't realize they'd done this.
I didn't realize that either.
Well, I mean, I know that Chuck has kind of a fascination with him, but that's just a little quirky kind of thing.
I think it's just really the tubs of chicken, not so much the Colonel.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know,
after you're finished with the tubs, you make a nice hat.
Yeah.
Remember they had KFC scented candles and everything? And, but there are people who claim that the KFC today doesn't taste the same as it did years ago.
No, it doesn't.
Well, so maybe they've added something different, or maybe they're trying something different. Like, remember Coke and Classic Coke, New Coke, all that other nonsense. Green Turtle in Towson on York Road, shutting down.
Wow.
You know, Thirsty Thursdays. Lines would be around the block for the college night out. But now they said they, again, will lose money because they're going to shut down.
We used to go around the block.
Yeah. Yeah. For Pollock Johnny's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. That's why.
Circus show bar, Gaiety.
When do you get there? You get there about 2 o'clock, club.
Right.
You don't want any hot dogs have been laying around till 2 o'clock in the morning, I can tell you that.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, that leads to a whole different conversation, Chuck.
Chick-fil-A reigns supreme, according to Fast Food Chicken Study. And so they are number one. KFC, Burger King get the lowest ranking. And then slightly better, Church's Chicken placing third from the bottom. And then Popeyes and McDonald's get second and third place, respectively. But
really?
Chick-fil-A, number one for chicken. Mm.
Mm-hmm. How long is they going to be rebuilding the Chick-fil-A, which is out in Hunt Valley? I mean, they've been torn apart now for seems to be 9 or 10 months. How long does it take to do a remodel?
That's a good question. Don't know. But there's another Chick-fil-A down the road.
Is there?
Isn't there one on York Road?
I don't know.
I think there is. Anyway, a New York City spot has now made a grilled cheese tomato soup pizza for all.
Yeah. Grilled cheese, so tomato soup.
Grilled little slices of grilled cheese over the tomato soup as a sauce on the pizza crust. Try it anyway. Yeah. Ice cream taco from Salt and Straw and Taco Bell, almost a decade in the making. They're calling it the Tacolet. A taco and chocolate combo. Mm-hmm. I'll try it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Crumble making the new triple berry shortcake. That's part of the limited time dessert here between now and next week. So if you want like that strawberry shortcake, then go to Crumble.
Okay.
And you'll be amazed at how delicious it actually is.
No.
You don't like? What do you like for dessert besides a bananas flambé at Burns?
That's enough.
That's enough.
Stop right there. That's the top of the list. Doesn't get any better than that.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple.
See.
Appreciate that. It's coming up on 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. And
you know what's really good? It's like a souffle, the big puffy thing. And then they pour a little chocolate sauce in it. That's really good.
Yeah.
Can I go get one now?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Yes.
You're making everybody hungry now.
It really sounds so good to me all of a sudden.
Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble and Facebook pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:51 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up between 7 and 8 this morning, wait till you hear what the high-tech guys think are going to be just the next greatest thing. Body cams for everybody. We'll talk about that. Potential downside there, too. Also, Donald Trump on Gaza and the government slowdown. Those are great topics, both during the 7 o'clock hour, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House of Representatives, again reminds those on the left and those who seem a bit confused about this exactly how the law system in this country works.
The grand jury looked at the charges and they agreed, they voted, to bring an indictment of James Comey. Not President Trump, not the DOJ, but a grand jury.
Yeah, in other words, Donald Trump can say whatever he wishes. He's a free citizen of this country. I mean, you may agree or disagree with him. You think he's imprudent or prudent, whatever the case might be. But he doesn't indict anybody. A grand jury indicts, and they indict based on the strength of the evidence presented to them by a DA somewhere in the system. So a grand jury indicted Comey for lying to Congress because it's pretty clear, at least from the evidence we've seen, that's a strong possibility. I mean, I've really phrased that in the most generous way possible for Mr. Comey. I think it's a slam dunk. But if indeed Comey's lies are proven to be as substantial as lies others have told that have ended up with them going to the hooscow, we should expect to see Comey ending up behind bars for some, you know, at a, some club fed somewhere where he'll have to, you know, skip seconds on the really nice dishes for some period of time. Then it'll be released back into the public and it'll go around again, once again, pretending that he is the smartest man, not just in the room, but on the planet. And he is also the most holy and upright man in the entire world. So how dare we question him? It's almost like questioning a demigod. I think that's the way it's going to play out. Others, like, you know, you were speaking a minute ago with not John Thune, but with Eric Swalwell, they think the guy's going to skate. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a problem for him. We'll see how it plays out. Right now at 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Right, we mentioned last time I saw this wreck, 95 South, right after the curve at Eastern Avenue and before O'Donnell Street. They were in the median. Well, now the fire department has arrived, a medic unit and the fire truck. Look at ladder. Had an accident scene. Pretty impressive. They're blocking the left-hand lane, and these idiots are still running right up on this equipment to the point they're almost hitting the back end of the medic unit. I can't believe you see this and you don't move over. What the hell are you doing? So we're backed up back to Moravia Road. When you get to Eastern Avenue, you need to be to the center and the right and give these guys some room to do what they're doing over on the left-hand side. The new wreck, tractor trailer involved, Philadelphia Road at the Beltway. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway now in the median. Going to be a big delay, though. Outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. No problems right now. Minor buildup, I-97 at Route 32. We're good at the Bay Bridge and over to the Severn River Bridge on both sides of Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of scattered showers. It'll be still warm and muggy, 80 overnight. We'll get some low temperatures in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow we see the sunshine again, cooler, low 70s for the high. And right now we're cloudy, 65 in Bel Air, 66 in Middle River. And the drone ranger, John Brennan, doesn't think... he's going to be, I will tell you this, I'm looking through the indictment, of the Comey indictment. Person one, there's no doubt in my mind, is Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay. Person three, I think we thought originally was Andy McCabe. But now it seems from the indictment, reading through the indictment, it is Comey's professor buddy, Daniel Richmond.
Oh, the one he gave the information
yes.
leak.
Yeah, yeah. That reading through the indictment. So it looks like he might be in trouble. He might be turning, you know, witness against Comey. But Hillary Clinton, she still remains a target. And then Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the love-struck couple, they might, again, now, I think they, did they get the preemptive pardon? I have to go back and look. But if Comey did direct Strzok and Page to share classified information related to the Clinton investigation with the New York Times in another CYA effort to restore his tarred reputation among Democrats and Republicans, he most certainly lied about it. Not once, but twice under oath. So we'll see what happens to Strzok and Page as well.
Yeah. Well, John Brennan is fairly convinced that, you know, he's going to be scot-free. This is not going to impact him at all.
This story that says that because of her revocation, it really undermines the case against me. You know, I don't see any case against me. I have looked back on all of my actions and decisions, and with John Durham, the special counsel, and others that have looked at what we did, it was certainly consistent with our legal authorities and with the law.
Yeah, he says... I remember, again, this is the guy who might be charged with this. So, of course, he's not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm as guilty as sin, come get me. He's going to say, they have no case against me whatsoever. Which, of course, is what Comey is saying, which, of course, is what Peter Strzok said way back when. There's no case against me. And then Strzok gave him that angry dog look that don't you dare remind me of the facts. Brennan's much cooler than that, but he says there's no case against him whatsoever.
It was absolutely appalling that she revoked the security clearances of those 37 individuals, some of whom were still in government, and there was no basis whatsoever to do that.
In other words, all of the people inside, they were giving him information.
How about, exactly, how about the fact that you were in on that meeting with Obama and Biden and Susan Rice and James Clapper to conspire against both the president and General Flynn and to spy on an American president and people that were working for him?
Don't you wish you could sit down at Flynn's breakfast table and just kind of hear what the conversation the general's having right now is? because they bankrupted this poor guy.
Yeah.
I mean, they went after him and they ruined him financially because of politics. I mean, that's all that it was. And still, Brennan says, they have no case against me. I'm going to walk on this one.
Individuals who used to work in the government, even if their security clearances were revoked, they could be subpoenaed. They could be, you know, called to provide testimony in support of whatever allegations they have. I don't see a case there.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you don't see a case there. Others might, however. So we'll see. I mean, who knows? He may be persons one, two, or three, Sean. We just don't know until we know.
I think at the end of the day, what this will also do, besides holding Comey at all accountable for their actions, is it will expose just how deep the security leak apparatus is that the deep state utilizes in the Washington compost, because we know that DOJ leaks to the Post and the CIA leaks to the Times or vice versa, whatever it is, but they have their favorite newspaper they leak to, and who are those leakers?
It's amazing to think that. I mean, he's so transparent. They had no reason to take people's security clearances away. First of all, that's not your call. Yeah. Secondly, why would you care? Well, you care because some of those individuals, or all, or part, or one or two, are giving you inside information. You think we're that stupid we can't figure that out?
You should also care about your health, and especially if you're trying to reduce your cholesterol and triglycerides. And I just said the other day that there are two brand new studies out that indicate that the daily use of omega-3s, essential fatty acids, are going to actually slow your biological aging process. So, again, look, nobody lives forever, but you could lead a more productive quality life in having this kind of slowing of aging, because cell death leads to aging. So this is going to help maintain the health of your cells by using the omega-3s. And right now you can buy any one of the omega-3s and get a free bottle of the LDLX Q10 ready yeast rice with coenzyme Q10 when you use the coupon code TOGETHER. So they are a great cholesterol fighting combo together. Use the coupon code TOGETHER to buy an omega-3 and get the LDLX Q10 ready yeast rice for free at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They have come in from around the world, and they'll be hearing from the Commander-in-Chief. Hundreds of high-level American military officers gathering today at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. The meeting, convened by Secretary of War Hegseth, will include President Trump. And the President, she is urging Hamas to accept his 20-point Gaza peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Mr. Trump that he is on board.
I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It will bring back to Israel all our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel.
It's countdown to a shutdown at midnight. A government shutdown will kick in unless Democrats and Republicans can agree on a stopgap bill to keep the government up and running. Dozens remain buried in the rubble of a collapsed school building in Indonesia.
Rescue workers, police and soldiers dug through the night, pulling out weak and injured survivors more than 8 hours after the collapse at the Al-Kosini Islamic boarding school in the East Java town of Sidoarjo. They saw additional bodies, indicating the death toll was likely to rise. A team runs oxygen and water to students trapped in the unstable concrete rubble as they desperately worked to free survivors on Tuesday, a day after the structure fell. As well as those who died, more than 100 have been injured, with dozens presumed still in the rubble. Rescue efforts were temporarily suspended at 10:15 a.m. local time as the collapsed concrete shook suddenly. Work resumed later. I'm Charles Villadesma.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 111 points, NASDAQ futures off 33. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning at 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
95 South, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The accident's still here. It's right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's in the left-hand lane with the police car there and the medic unit still there as well. So they're in the left-hand lane. Plenty of room to get by to the right, the backup now going back towards the city-county line. And with that, the overflow traffic now goes over to the Old Harbor Tunnel, so be prepared for that delay as you're traveling south on 895 after Moravia Road. All the morning buildups now on the Beltway, including the west side, which started with the wreck early, which is now on the shoulder on the outer loop near I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with a few morning sprinkles. Otherwise, still very warm with highs close to 80. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, but starting to turn cooler with lows falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 67 degrees, Pikesville 64 on Talk Radio. Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland State Senator Paul Quarterman has filed an ethics complaint against Hagerstown City Council member Erica Bell. In a Facebook post, Quarterman says, in recent weeks, his office has received information that raises concerns about Bell allegedly using her official title to influence discussions involving the Hagerstown Police Department, reportedly for personal or associate benefit. The senator says his office believed that the city, union, and police would review the concerns with the ethics community, but to the best of his knowledge, it has not yet happened. Quarterman has filed a request for an ethics review and a Maryland Public Information Act in response to the concerns. Baltimore County homicide detectives investigating a suspicious death in the unit block of English Run Circle. Police say a woman was found dead inside the Sparks Glencoe home after officers were called to conduct a welfare check on Monday morning. Circumstances surrounding the woman's death are under investigation. Police have not released any additional information. Baltimore County police say the husband of a woman who was killed in Moncton has been charged in her death. 55-year-old Anthony Lechner is charged with first-degree murder of 56-year-old Kimberly Lechner, who was found dead in a home on Maplehurst Lane Monday morning. Police were initially called to the scene for a report of domestic disturbance. And Baltimore County police have identified the suspect and the victim in an apparent murder-suicide. Officers called to the 100 block of East Pedonia Road for a report of a shooting around 11 o'clock Monday. They found 87-year-old Marilyn and 89-year-old Raymond Levandusky dead from gunshot wounds. Investigators recovered a firearm, that is, at the scene, and they believe that Mr. Levandusky died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 308, pick 4, 2356, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp, member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Very unusual for Ravens head coach John Harbaugh to call out his play caller even once after a game. Now he's done it twice in 2 days. Here's Harbaugh at the mic postgame Sunday on the team's third and fourth down short yardage woes in Sunday's loss to the Chiefs.
Maybe we just need better plays. You know, we need plays that are going to pop open. Maybe we've got to do a better job of game planning those plays. That's what I would say. I mean, I think that we need to put our guys in better position and give them opportunities to make plays in those situations, because in a game like this, you got to be aggressive. You got to go for stuff.
And then yesterday at the mic in Owings Mills on the play where Lamar threw that second quarter interception.
I thought the linebacker made a nice play, but it wasn't a good play for us. It wasn't a good play call. It wasn't a play where we put our guys in the right position in that situation. I'm not happy with it at all. None of us.
Back to the drawing board, I should say, in Owings Mills. Meanwhile, Orioles GM Mike Elias talking timetable yesterday at Camden Yards, asked how quickly he intends on solving the Orioles managerial situation.
ASAP for the manager. I got a very busy offseason ahead of me. A lot of player business, as usual, but a lot of player business this offseason.
Meanwhile, manager Mancelino is a candidate for the job, and he was asked what type of advice he's been given about the future.
Again, you know, I've been given advice by people around the league, uniform staff members that have managed in the big leagues. I've had some guys tell me if they offer to interview, take it. And I've had some guys that says that if they ask you to interview, don't do it because you've interviewed for the last 4.5 months.
A lot of sports drama downtown these days, all to be continued. Coming up in 30 minutes, John Harbaugh remains mum on Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And if you're just tuning in, you missed a great first hour. We talked about the illegal alien school superintendent who's registered to vote here in Maryland and how Maryland's not complying with DOJ requests. More fallout from the Comey indictments. But coming up in this hour, the coming and looming TikTok surveillance state. Take a look at the Trump-Gaza peace plan, and looks like we are going to slow down the government later on this evening. But our top story is Kami Mamdani, his plans for New York City.
Yeah, of course, Zohran Mamdani is now apparently the presumptive leader. The polls show him at 49%, and it seems to me that the Republican, Sliwa, is way back, and it's Mamdani, and I think, I can't remember who the other Democrat is right now, who's like at 38-39%. So Mamdani seems to be the guy who seems to be hitting New York City sometime soon. But he says, don't worry, things are going to go on just as they have before, except one or two minor little wrinkles might be different.
We can establish community land trusts to gradually buy up housing on the private market and convert it to community ownership. We can give tenants a right of first refusal to buy out their landlords when buildings go up for sale. And we can fully commit to a new era of social housing, ending subsidies for luxury housing development and using our wealth to build beautiful, high-quality social housing projects that offer good homes and strong communities to everyone.
Okay, so let's examine this bit by bit. First, the residents of an apartment building would have right of first refusal if this guy decides to sell to somebody else. By what legal standing would that be? I live here, thus I can tell you whether or not you can sell your property, your own property, and make a profit on it?
Camel's nose under the tent on the Kilo versus New London.
I mean, oh my God. We're going to establish a land trust. How do you fund that land trust, do you suppose? By taxing the taxpayers and putting a certain portion of those taxes into a land trust. Then you can use the money that you have taxed from them and put in the land trust to turn around and compete against them in the housing market. So they're out there looking for a home, and they realize they're now bidding against the land trust that you've partially funded, and the land trust is going to be able to outbid you. Well, wow, that sounds like private enterprise gone crazy, doesn't it? This is pure socialism dressed up in a nice, pretty dress. Talking about nice, pretty dresses, Dan Goldman weighed in, and he's a good buddy, apparently, of Mamdani.
I've had some good conversation with Zoran Mamdani shortly after the primary. He and I have a lot of shared views on affordability and the desire to address our housing crisis, to address the expensive child care. We work together on a free bus pilot in the state legislature. And so I think we share a lot of the goals.
Yeah, and you'll hear what he has to say about a particular minority in New York City once Mamdani wins, coming up later on this half hour, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCMU. You want to put your seatbelt on for this one, folks, because it's bizarre coming from Dan Goldman. 713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it is Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on 95, trying to get down to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, is after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's in the left-hand lane. They're still working on it. The fire department still had a unit there a couple of minutes ago, and the cleanup is still there. A couple of vehicles are in the median, but they're crowding the left-hand lane. Back up on 95 is going back towards the city-county line. Immediately, 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, gets the word back in Rosedale that there's a problem on 95, and now 895 is crawling right here at the bridge at Moravia Road. That's a long way in two lanes on the Old Harbor Tunnel going south. From there into and out of the tunnel and down to Child Street on 895, 3.5-4 miles of heavy traffic right now. That's a big delay and not a lot of recourse unless you know your way through the city. Then it's up to you how you want to proceed. We had a report of an accident. Pedestrian may be struck here. Old Court Road at Liberty Road, of course, over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off cloudy again today. Scattered showers a little bit later on. Warm and muggy, 80. Overnight, mostly cloudy and temps in the upper 50s. Things cool down the rest of the week. Right now, it is 66 in Reisterstown and 64 in Columbia. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday a major announcement. We'll have complete rundown and details coming up at the bottom of the hour, but the president met with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu to announce that Israel has agreed to it. Most of the Middle East nations, if not all, have agreed to the plan for Gaza peace deal. It is now up to Hamas, and he says first he announced the peace deal.
I hope that we're going to have a deal for peace. And if Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer.
President went on to say that if Hamas did not accept this deal, then he will take the gloves off and tell Bibi and the Israelis to finish him off once and for all. But he says Hamas may be different now because many of the leaders have been taken out already.
Yeah, this is a different Hamas than we were dealing with because I guess over 20,000 have been killed. Their leadership has been killed three times over. So you're really dealing with different people than we've been dealing with over the last 4 years.
So that's, you know, hope springs eternal. But, you know, they are a terrorist organization. They're known to not only make deals, but to break deals as well. So the details are going to be if A, Hamas accepts, and B, how we enforce that deal. We'll get to the details coming up at the bottom of the hour. President revealed over the weekend The FBI had secretly placed against all rules, regulations, protocols, and standards 274 FBI agents into the crowd just prior to and during the J6 hoax. This is different from what Director Christopher Wray stated over and over again. That's right, as it now turns out, FBI agents were at and in the January 6th protest, probably acting as agitators and insurrectionists, but certainly not as law enforcement officials. I want to know who each and every one of these so-called agents are and what they were up to on that historic day. He goes, this is two in a row now. Comey and Wray, who have got caught lying, and our great country is at stake. We can never let this happen to America again. So the president speaking out on that. And the New York City communist, Zoran Mamdani, who he says is running for mayor, will prove to be one of the best things to ever happen to our great Republican Party. He's going to have problems like with Washington like no mayor in the history of our once great city. Remember, he needs the money from me as president in order to fulfill all of his fake communist promises. He won't be getting any of it. So what's the point of voting for him? The ideology has failed always for thousands of years. It will fail again, and that is guaranteed. The president also went on to comment on the tragedy that took place at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, Michigan, saying, quote, this appears to be yet another targeted attack on Christians in the United States of America. The Trump administration will keep the public posted, as we always do. In the meantime, pray for the victims and their families. He said, this epidemic of violence in our country must end immediately. We now find out that the shooter in that case had a axe to grind against the Mormons. And he was an Iraq war veteran, just as the other North Carolina boat shooter was also an Iraq war veteran. But apparently a friend of his said he saw this coming, tried to warn people. But
nobody listened.
Yeah, no one's listening. We got a major, major mental illness crisis in our country. That has to be addressed. And maybe Secretary Kennedy and others at HHS can begin that. YouTube has agreed to pay President Trump $24.5 million settlement in a lawsuit against the tech giant for them banning his account in January of 2021. So he just keeps winning these settlements.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. CBS, ABC, and now, remember, he's got a big one against Wall Street Journal, too, and Rupert Murdoch. The Kirk assassin spoke during a court hearing yesterday, and he called in remotely to the court hearing. He's got three public defenders, and the judge set an October 30th hearing and said that the Kirk assassin will attend that one in person. And finally, we got a radical judge denying a Trump DOJ request to detain a man who tried to take down Marine One with a red laser pointer while Trump was on board. This was an officer that spotted the guy. He flashed his laser pointer into Officer Santiago's eyes, which briefly disoriented him. At that point, Marine One flew at a relatively low height directly above the officer and the man's location. It was so close, the rotor noise was loud, and the aircraft appeared large overhead. And after he was flashed in the face with the red laser, Winkler is the name of the dude, looked up, oriented the red laser pointer at the direction of Marine One, and activated the red laser beam. No word of whether it actually hit the pilot's eyes or not, but there was an attempt to. And now they let him go.
They let him go.
The judge, he was immediately arrested and charged, and the judge now has released him. The case has been assigned to Judge Beryl Howell, who was an Obama appointee. So we'll see.
Wow.
Now, man, if this was a J6er that had done something like that, they'd already be in the gulag already and held for over 400 days, okay, without a trial, without due process. See, this is the double standard in our criminal injustice system that's got to end. Day 254 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it is coming up on 7:21, and more to come here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, including your calls and comments.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steo of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or wcbm.com before October 11th.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck still crowding the left-hand lane, 95 South, right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. We're actually getting all the lanes by, and now a wrecker has just pulled up, so we're going to lose the left-hand lane again right here after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That backup again is all the way back towards the city-county line. That's 95, 895 takes the hit. Everybody tries to go over there. And they're sitting still, again, basically at the city-county line and Moravia Road. So big delays. Once you get past this wreck on 95 at O'Donnell Street, then you're clear going south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway locally, yep, all the normal delays. Haven't seen anything major so far for the traffic on 83 coming south. I'm just going to change the camera here at Ruxton Road just to double-check. Yeah, it looks like we're doing fine down through the city-county line. And at last check, just the morning buildups now arriving towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound, and there had been a minor accident there near the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a nine-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today with a chance for some scattered showers and muggy warm with a high near 80. We are expecting some light rain the next hour, 66 in Severn, and it is 64 in Forest Hill. Let's take a phone call here from Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob.
Oh, gentlemen. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
We are good. Fine, sir. Thank you.
Good, good, good. This thing with James Comey, my God, I thought he would have been behind bars 10 years ago. But with that said, I think there's an easier solution to get this guy behind jail quicker. I think what they need to do is put him in a cell with a 300-pound guy named Betty. Put him in there and, you know, put some of those judges in there with him. Because Betty needs company.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's thinking only of his own good, Bob. I agree. That's so nice.
And one thing I've got to say real quick, and then I promise I'll get off. But I've always thought James Comey was a bit of a winky dink.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I think...
You listen to his voice and listen to his mannerisms. Listen, I'm an old gay Republican. I can pick these people out like you wouldn't believe.
Is that right? Okay.
I am.
Well, he is married. Not that that really means anything. But his wife is a rabid, Trump-deranged person.
But it's good to know that your gaydar is a good effect.
That's probably what pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right on that one.
Thanks for your call, Bob.
Thanks so much.
Talk
appreciate
Radio 680 WCBM. Dan Goldman talking about Mamdani in New York. Now, this, to me, just kind of rocked me back on my heels. He is perfectly sanguine with the idea of Mamdani as a mayor of New York. Why? Because Goldman is convinced that Mamdani is going to be really good for the Jewish residents of Manhattan.
As mayor, he is ultimately responsible for the safety and security of all New Yorkers. And that includes Jewish New Yorkers who are at heightened fear right now for a legitimate reason, because 70% of religious-based hate crimes are anti-Semitic.
Yes,
and it's gone up. And it's not simply protests or slurs on college campuses. It is actual murders in the name of anti-Semitism.
Okay, so the guy whose campaign, in part, as really pro-Palestinian and who doesn't like Israel and who's, you know...
And who refuses to denounce Hamas,
right?
By the way.
He's the guy Goldman says is going to be okay for the Jewish population in New York. The guy, Goldman, is a sellout.
Well, Goldman,
how can you say that as a Jew?
Goldman is a self-loathing Jew. He basically, and I hate to put it in such stark terms, but that's who he is. We see it all over the place. Unfortunately, there are Jewish folk that put their politics, their identity politics, over their tradition, over their ethnicity, over their religion. They again, politics comes first.
It's amazing to me that we would see this particular... It truly is. Just amazing. But, you know, after all, Goldman says, you know, I figure we'll just ask him to kind of like make a pledge. He'll be nicey nice.
I have asked him to consider taking serious and concrete action to demonstrate that he is going to make sure that Jews are protected and are secure in our city, and I hope he does that.
I hope he does that. Well, you could just take that to the bank, Dan, because as long as you've asked him nicely and he's going to say, yeah, it's just fine by me, there's absolutely no risk whatsoever. What a doofus. I'm sorry, but what a doofus. And then, of course, you have another cultural group that has decided that Mamdani is a nice guy, except, of course, all those white people, and particularly all those white conservatives, are just horrible people.
This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Make them pay.
Make them pay, she says. Then Maxine Waters chimes in. And then there's this African-American guy with a slightly different point of view.
You hate white men unless they're gay. You love black people unless they're conservative. You're for illegal immigration as long as they don't come into your home. You want to ban guns, but you want the government to still have theirs. You hate capitalism, but you expect these corporations to change their logo for Pride Month. You hated slavery, so you hate the party that was formed to abolish the slaves. You hated slavery, but you align with the party that was for keeping slaves. You don't recognize two genders unless you're talking about their hormones. You hate American values, but yet you want to still live here. You say black people can't be racist, but Candace Owens, Thomas Sowell, and Larry Elder are white supremacists.
Yeah, so, and there you go. That's a pretty clear summation of some of the confused thinking in a certain cultural subgroup in this country. Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Yeah, the Democrats are certainly in a bad way.
Yeah.
Because I think Trump's got them painted into a corner on this looming government slowdown.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be a win-win for Trump and the Republicans on this one.
They shut down and Trump can do what he wishes.
Yeah, and
budgetarily.
Yeah, it's just, and Kevin Hassett was explaining that the other day. You know, if there's no funding for a position, guess what happens to that position?
Bye-bye.
Gone. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the peace deal in great detail and that government slowdown right now. News headlines with Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County police have identified the suspect and the victim in an apparent murder-suicide. Officers were called to the 100 block of East Pedonia Road for a report of a shooting at around 11 o'clock Monday, where they found 87-year-old Marilyn and 89-year-old Raymond Lewandowski dead from gunshot wounds. Investigators recovered a firearm at the scene, and they believe Mr. Lewandowski died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both bodies have been taken to the medical examiner's office for autopsies. One person dead, another being treated in shock trauma following a Monday afternoon crash on I-95 near the 895 split. The accident happened when a car slammed into the back of a tractor trailer, killing the driver, injuring their passenger. No further information has been released, and the incident remains under investigation. Green Turtle's Towson location expected to close by the end of the year. During a Monday hearing before the Baltimore County Board of Liquor License Commissioners, Green Turtle CEO Gio Concepcion said he plans to shut down the location. The board previously took away the bar's liquor license for Thursdays due to some chaotic Thursday events that led to an increase in police presence along York Road. According to the Baltimore Banner, the owners of the bar say they would lose around $600,000 a year without those Thursday events. Greenbelt man has been charged with assaulting federal law enforcement officers at the NSA campus in Fort Meade. 23-year-old Amir Wilson allegedly drove through a security checkpoint on September 24th without credentials, struck two marked NSA police vehicles, injuring one of the officers. Wilson then crashed into a retaining wall, and he was arrested. He faces a Wednesday morning detention hearing, that is. And Maryland State Senator Paul Quarterman has filed an ethics complaint against Hagerstown City Council member Eric Bell. In a Facebook post, Quarterman says in recent weeks, his office has received information that raises concern about Bell allegedly using her official title to influence discussions involving the Hagerstown Police Department. 7:32 in 1 minute, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Opel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we were selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Pick 3, lottery number 308. Your pick 4, 2356. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck is still there, 95 South after the Eastern Avenue Bridge and before O'Donnell Street, still crowding the left-hand lane. I want you to understand what we're dealing with here. 95 backs up starting there. It goes back to the city-county line. It goes back up 95 now all the way back to the Beltway. So from the Beltway to the city line, 2.5 miles. From there to the wreck, another 2.5 miles. The 895 connector on the Old Harbor Tunnel is backed up 3 miles. This is a major delay, total gridlock up on the northeast side. I'm sure Pulaski Highway and Philadelphia Road are also backed up because everybody's thinking, well, we'll get off of the interstate, we'll go over there, and they're not going anywhere. If you're coming into the ramp at Moravia Road, that also is backed up, exiting from the ramp at 895. So it's not a good situation right now. We're talking more than an hour delay for the tail end of this backup coming down from White Marsh Boulevard and up on the northeast side in the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with a few morning sprinkles. Otherwise, still very warm with highs close to 80. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, but starting to turn cooler with lows falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
7:35 Sports, brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens reeling this morning with the news that All-Pro defensive tackle Nnamdi Matabike is out for the year. A neck injury which threatens his NFL career. Bad news for a defense that has surrendered the most points in the NFL. His replacement is John Jenkins.
Man, that's football, bro. That's football. I've been around over a decade. I've seen it, you know, from my rookie year, losing Jonathan Vilma. You know, and Victor Butler and those guys to losing Roquan and the guys we lost tonight. So it happens, you know, and we just got to make sure that the guys who are next up is prepared.
Ravens with the off day today, now missing 7 starters of their original 11 on defense. Monday Night Football last night in Miami, a twin bill, actually. First, we go to Miami.
They fake it to Gordon, too, on the move, and flips into the end zone for a touchdown. The second time, it's Darren Waller, the new Dolphin tight end. making a huge impact in his first game since January.
Chris Fowler had the call on ESPN. Good to see Darren Waller, the former Raven, leading the Dolphins to a 27-21 win over the Jets. Miami, though, losing Tyreek Hill to a dislocated knee, carted off in the third quarter. Meanwhile, later that night in Denver.
On third down and two, Knicks end zone, Sutton, he's got it! Touchdown, Denver, what a catch!
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN, a remarkable off-balance catch by Sutton. Former Raven J.K. Dobbins rushes for 101 yards as the Broncos spank Cincinnati 28-3, outgaining the Bengals 512-159. As baseball's postseason gets underway today with four wild card games, the Orioles held their post-mortem yesterday at the warehouse. General Manager Mike Elias, Manager Mancelino at the mic separately. Mancelino was asked what it was like managing 119 games with the interim tag as manager.
So managing under the interim tag will be the hardest thing I do in my career in a lot of ways. You know, in a sense, it is your team, you know, especially after the trade deadline and, you know, kind of all the guys that came in. It did start to feel like my team at that point. Up until the trade deadline with the players that were here under, you know, the previous leader, you know, it didn't in a lot of ways. And I think that's fair, and I think people can understand that.
Mancelino will get a shot to be the manager next year, according to Mike Elias. The time now is 7:37. When we return, doing it Malik's way.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Talking about Malik Washington, the freshman quarterback for Maryland out of Archbishop Spalding in Anne Arundel County. Not only is he doing it on the field, the Terps are 4-0 under Malik Washington, but apparently he's also doing it off the field. There's a season-long NIL sponsorship with Pepsi and Lido's Pizza called Doing It Malik's Way. Okay. And here's the thing. Malik loves pizza, but he's got a special combination that he likes.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Hot Honey Classic. Okay. He puts hot honey on his pizza. And so now Maryland is promoting this, doing it Malik's way.
Right.
You can order hot honey pizza at CQ Stadium and online and in the stores.
Lido's, yeah.
Doing it Malik's way.
Yeah.
So never had hot
now,
honey
the big,
on
the
a
big
pizza.
Question, does Lido's carry it? They also make a hot honey pizza?
Apparently, yeah, because okay. That's what it's going to be, Pepsi and Lido.
And he's okay with a square pizza.
I guess he is.
One of the best.
Yeah, because they
grew up hanging out
because
the original Lido's.
The original Lido's in College Park.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because they don't cut corners.
They don't.
That's right. Okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
yeah, right, exactly.
Not endorsement. Log that one twice.
Do it Malik's way. All right, that's a great story. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38. Yesterday might be remembered as one of the greatest days ever in talking about a civilized Middle East. If. President Trump, along with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, laid out the framework, what he said could bring eternal peace in the Middle East.
Israel withdrew from Gaza thinking they would live in peace. Remember that a long time ago they withdrew, they said, you take it, this is our contribution to peace. But that didn't work out. That didn't work out. It was the opposite of peace. They pulled away, they let them have it. And I never forgot that because I said, that doesn't sound like a good deal to me. As a real estate person, I mean, they gave up the ocean, right? Ron, they gave up the ocean. They said, who would do this deal? And it still didn't work out. They were very generous, actually. And they gave up the most magnificent piece of land in many ways in the Middle East. And they said, all we want to do now is have peace. And that request was not honored. Instead of building a better life for the Palestinians, Hamas diverted resources to build over 400 miles of tunnels and terror infrastructure, rocket production facilities, and hid their military command posts and launch sites in hospitals, schools, and mosques. So if you went after them, you'd be after them and you wouldn't even realize you ended up knocking out a hospital or school or a mosque. That terrible thing. Terrible, terrible way to have to fight. No fight is good, but that's a real badly condemned. And
He went on to say that Israel would have my full backing to finish the job of destroying the threat of Hamas, but I hope we're going to have a deal. If Hamas rejects the deal, they're the only one left. If not, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you have to do. Israel has agreed to my plan. All Arab countries have agreed. If Hamas refuses, Israel has my full support to finish the job, and Bibi said he would.
This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way. But it will be done. We prefer the easy way, but it has to be done.
So here's just some of the points in the 20-point plan. Gaza will be de-radicalized, terror-free zone. They'll be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza. If so, both sides agree to this proposal, the war will immediately end. Mm-hmm. Within 72 hours of Israel publicly accepting the agreement, all hostages, alive and deceased, will be returned. And once the hostages are released, Israel will release 250 life sentence prisoners plus 1,700 Gazans who were detained after 10/7. Once all the hostages are returned, Hamas members who commit to peaceful coexistence and to decommission their weapons will be given amnesty. Not sure that's a good idea, but anyway. Upon acceptance of this agreement, full aid will immediately be sent into the Gaza Strip. They'll be temporarily governed by a transitional governance. Trump will chair a supervising board of peace. The only other member that I know of will be former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. A Trump economic development plan to rebuild and energize Gaza will be created by this panel of experts. And Hamas and other factions agree not to have any role in the governing of Gaza, directly, indirectly, or in any form. And regional partners, other Arab nations, will cooperate with the United States to ensure that Hamas complies with their obligations. And Israel will not occupy or annex Gaza. So, I mean, there's a framework here. The $64,000 question is, will Hamas
go for it?
Yeah.
That's actually the only question. And
they'll say they'll go for it, but when will they then comply? So there's going to be an international stabilization force that eventually will replace the IDF in Gaza to keep the peace during this transition period. So those are the items. I mean, it's closest I think we've ever been. But again, Hamas is the key. If they're tired of war, if they're tired of watching their people die and starve,
they're not,
and stop waging war against the Israelis, then they might accept this. But again, it's in their charter, it's in their founding papers. Until
call me Peter pessimist on this one.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yep.
You know, there's hope, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
7:43 right now. We do need contestants for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number, so make that happen right now. Because first we have the erudite, the well-spoken, the charming, the witty Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, and then it'll be your turn.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Yes, yeah.
Brought to you as a service. Well, you told me to call you that.
Yeah.
We're brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. It's docked at the Inner Harbor. The wrecker is here. They're getting ready to remove one of these vehicles from 95 South after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. We're still getting traffic by the scene. 95 has had an impact that went all the way back through the city-county line, and 95 at one point, still there, I think, all the way back to the Beltway. It's just crawling all the way down to this accident scene, and then finally gets better towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 deadlocked right there at the city-county line as well, going down through Moravia Road. So big delays. Tail end of that backup. If you're all the way back there at the Beltway, getting through all of this and getting eventually to the tunnels, 45 minutes to an hour at least for the traffic there. Beltway, normal stuff. Traffic light was malfunctioning earlier. It was out at Reisterstown Road and Green Spring Valley Road. Our morning backups are there. And there was a minor accident in that delay, I-97 southbound at Route 32. So what's scarier than Baltimore traffic? The ghost ship on the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. And do you have what it takes to face your fear with dark secrets and horrors that lie below the decks, mateys? It's every...
Thank you, matey.
You dirty rotten.
Thank you, matey.
Thank you. Every Friday and Saturday in October, the BaltimoreGhostShip.com. That's fun for Halloween. I'll do it myself.
Did you say matey or mating?
No, Métis.
Oh, okay.
Métis.
But if you want to go the other way, we can set up something
just
there.
Wanted to clarify that and see
what... We can have a little something on the ship.
What you were pitching there. All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today. Chance for scattered showers, warm, and a high near 80. Right now, cloudy 68 in Arnold, and it's 67 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM beer glass for you, for your adult beverages, or any beverage, really.
I like that one.
I like to put mine in the freezer, get nice and frosty, and pour an ice-cold beer into that. Oh, nothing better.
No kidding. Oh, you're talking about the glass.
Yes. Mike, in our Butis. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
That's right. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Good, Mike. Good luck. Here we are. Story one. Representative Eric Swalwell, Democrat of California, has introduced a bill to protect the adult film industry, its actors and actresses, from being replaced by AI.
Oh.
He says the industry is arguing that it's safer, healthier, and cheaper. Swalwell says it'll put a lot of adult film actors and actresses out of work.
That can't be the name, can it?
What, Swalwell?
Oh, Swalwell.
Yes. That's his name, the California congressman.
I thought you said Swallow.
No.
Oh.
Swalwell.
Swalwell. Okay.
I think Rob Carson calls him something else, but that's up to Rob.
We'll leave that for the afternoon.
I think Rob knows him personally. Story number two. Apple, Spotify, and Amazon are all featuring an album by the name of Make Assassinations Great Again. Remastered deluxe editions. It has a cartoon of Donald Trump on the cover and tracks celebrating the murder of various world leaders. That's Apple, Amazon, and Spotify. And story three, the city of Philadelphia will soon raise the Chinese Communist Party flag in front of the city hall in a controversial display of celebration of the establishment of the regime. There's been a swift backlash to Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker to axe the move. It's being sponsored by the Pennsylvania United Chinese Coalition. They want to improve the CCP's reputation within America as part of a cultural exchange. All right, story one.
Nose of the camel.
Eric Swalwell introducing a bill to protect the adult film industry from AI. Story two, Amazon, Apple, and Spotify selling Make Assassinations Great Again album. Or story three, the city of Philadelphia to raise the CCP communist red Chinese flag above City Hall. All right, we'll go with Mr. Bruce first.
Number two is fake news. That's it. Number two is fake news.
All right, number two.
Everything else kind of hard to swallow.
All right. Chuck?
Yeah, I'll cover Bruce.
Okay. There he goes with that mating thing again. Kristen?
Jesus, so that's the only one I'm sure is true. I'm between one and three. I'm going to go with three, I think.
Kristen goes for story number three. And Mike, what are you thinking?
I've got to go. Even though Kristen does a great job, I've got to go with number two.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Number two for Mike in Arbutus. All right. Story number one got no votes whatsoever, and that is our fake news story of the day.
I thought that was too perfect.
No kidding.
Okay.
Should have known better.
You should have known. All right, Chuck. Mike, thanks for playing, listening, and playing the game. Appreciate that.
Say hi to people at Sorrento's.
Great place, by the way. All right. J.D. Vance, the vice president, saying that they met yesterday. It was the president, vice president, John Thune, Speaker Johnson, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffries, and to try to avert a government slowdown. Vance says it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
One of the things I admired about the president, but frankly the entire team's approach during the conversation we just had with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries was, they have some crazy ideas. Giving taxpayer money to illegal aliens for health care, that's a crazy idea. Funding transgender surgeries in Peru, that's a crazy idea. But they had some ideas that I actually thought were reasonable, and they had some ideas that the president thought was reasonable. What's not reasonable is to hold those ideas as leverage and to shut down the government unless we give you everything that you want. There were multiple times where Leader Jeffries or Leader Schumer would say, you know what, we should be doing this. And the President of the United States would say, yeah, absolutely, let's have that conversation. But we're going to do it in the context of the people's government being open. We're not going to let you take the people's government hostage and then give you everything that you want. And that's really the state of the negotiation. Yeah, let's have a conversation. Let's have a negotiation. But we're not going to shut down the government because we won't give the Democrats everything that they want.
Yeah, and there's the reason why the Democrats are playing hardball. Speaker Johnson says they are feeling the heat.
It's painfully obvious that he's got to watch his back because the young socialists are coming for him, AOC and the others who want to challenge him for his seat, and that is 100% what Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, by extension, are watching for, their own political cover.
And an issue here is the tax credits in the Obamacare bill.
It is rife with waste, fraud, and abuse. It needs reforms. It is a program where the government pays, makes direct payments to insurance companies. Insurance companies get subsidies to cover more people. So through their agents and brokers, they go out and auto-enroll people, many of whom don't even know they have coverage.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Obamacare has been it's just destroyed the healthcare system.
Yeah.
7:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, they're still working on the wreck. They're still here in the median. One of the wreckers is there, southbound 95 after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we're still getting all the lanes by. The pace has improved a little bit right there. So it looks like we may be moving a little traffic now south through Rosedale, but the damage has been done. Both the tunnels with heavy delays southbound through the area. Beltway, after crawling, Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, and cloudy again today with chances of some scattered showers all day today. Warm and muggy, highs near 80 tonight, back down to the upper 50s, and cooling event down for Wednesday and the rest of the week. Sunny, low 70s for the high tomorrow, and right now it's 67 in Severn and 65 under cloudy skies in Bel Air. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Justin Keener, a brand new organization called Americans for Public Safety, and their premise is you can't really accomplish the American dream unless we really reduce crime in the streets of our fair cities and states. So we'll talk with him coming up top of the hour.
Larry Ellison is the chief technology officer over at Oracle, and he has a vision of future America that he thinks is just peachy keen. Listen to his suggestions.
The police will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording, watching, and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Okay. You ready for this? And he says, now that we've entered that part of the book 1984, where we're all being recorded all the time, everywhere, so we're all on our best behavior, then we have to make sure we gather all your data and put it into a centralized data bank, so whenever we need a pressure point for you, we'll have one.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data, and you know, we have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform so we provide context. When we want to ask a question, we've provided that AI model with all the data they need to understand our country.
Okay. So if that isn't scary enough, he then introduced a tech expert who actually has a timeline for how this will be rolled out, what the project will be called, and how 2026 is going to shake out.
Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th.
So we have till August 29th, basically, folks.
Well, what's scary about this is Larry Ellison and Oracle have now been one of the main investors in TikTok, in the TikTok deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that Trump has got, I can't believe for one second that Trump would sign off on any deal that would create a potential total surveillance state.
He said this with such happiness that we'll all be monitored all the time. It's going to be wonderful. Kristen, do you agree?
No. And I can say what the influence is. It's J.D. Vance's influence. J.D. Vance is kind of all the techno, you know, bros are behind him.
Right.
Peter Thiel and some of the others have been the money behind some of his former careers. So I don't know about that influence. And Elon Musk, too, to be fair.
Yep.
They all kind of pushed J.D. to be on the ticket. And I think this is their influence in the Trump administration. So
I think this is one of the scariest proposals.
It goes against what we would argue against any other time. So absolutely. I don't like that. And I don't know if Trump doesn't understand
it.
I know he thinks if social media is going to exist, period, then we should control it. But are some of these investors and technocrats, is that really we? Is that any more safer for us as regular people than China?
You allow the tech bros to go unbridled, we saw what happened with the censorship. Elon Musk is, I think, did a great piece on freedom of speech with taking over Twitter, which is now X. But Zuckerberg, I can't trust him. I can't trust anybody over Google. Ellison with, and I don't trust TikTok either. I think it's still going to be A, Chinese algorithm, and B, if we got somebody that's going to invest in it, talking about our surveillance state.
To me, when I heard that initially, I thought it was Babylon Bee. I thought it was a satire site. Now, oh my God, this guy's serious. He wants us all to have video monitoring of everything we do all the time, and he wants the state to have a centralized database, probably roughly the size of West Virginia, to get all the data in, where they can keep track of each and every one of us and every single move we make. Welcome to Minority Report.
And how will we know that even stays here? Are they just going to sell it back to China anyway?
Well, somebody, 14-year-old hack this.
Well, maybe that just and a half, means you know? We're going to be surveilling just the Democrats. The rest of us will be fine.
That just scared the crap out of me.
Town Appliance. Recently, the wife says to me, we need a new refrigerator. Yeah. And so I just walked into the Town Appliance showroom. It is stunning. It is really laid out well. You'll meet with either mayor or mayor. They're both named mayor, so you can't go wrong with either mayor. And they will sit down, talk to you about your budget, talk about what kind of your needs are for an appliance, and they'll set you up with great service and great pricing as well. So if you're in the market for a new appliance, head to Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Coming up next, the Americans for Public Safety, what we need to do to finally get rid of crime in the streets of America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The government on track to shut down at midnight after a meeting between Republicans and Democrats came up empty-handed. Vice President Vance was there referring to the Democrats.
If they want to talk about how to fix American health care policy, let's do it. The Speaker would love to do it. The Senate Majority Leader would love to do it. Let's work on it together. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people. That's all that we're proposing to do. And the fact that they refuse to do that shows how unreasonable their position is. I think we're headed to a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
Not so, says Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's up to the Republicans whether they want to shut down or not.
Eight Arab states joining Israel and endorsing President Trump's multifaceted Gaza peace plan. The president speaking following talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East. And let's call it eternal peace in the Middle East.
Under the Trump plan, the war ends immediately, the hostages released, and a new Hamas-free Arab government takes over in Gaza. They range from 1 to 4-star generals gathered from around the globe today at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. Secretary of War Hegseth called the conference, and the Commander-in-Chief, President Trump, will be there. Authorities in the Bahamas have closed most schools following mandatory evacuations for some islands as Tropical Storm Imelda drops heavy rain and unleashes flooding in the northern Caribbean, two fatalities reported in Cuba. Meanwhile, Hurricane Umberto churns in the open waters nearby. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down 98 points. Townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty rough on the Beltway as well, including this backup on 95. We'll get to that in a minute, but even the Beltway is crawling Bel Air Road all the way into Towson. Liberty Road, I-70, coming up through Pikesville, through Park Heights Avenue, through Greenspring, finally gets better at the JFX. On the west side, started with a wreck early this morning between I-70 Security Boulevard in that area, and that backed us up, never recovers. It's 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. 95, you're backed up through Rosedale, the Beltway to the city-county line right at the split. Then you still have delays because they're still working on a wreck on 95. After the Eastern Avenue Bridge in the median, they're still looking at it. 895 next door, gridlock all the way back to the city county line. An hour delay if you're back there at the Beltway trying to work your way down through the tunnels, at least an hour delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with a few morning sprinkles. Otherwise, still very warm with highs close to 80. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, but starting to turn cooler with lows falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 64 degrees, Bel Air 64, Middle River a little more warmer, by the way, at 68 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County homicide detectives investigating a suspicious death in the unit block of English Run Circle. Police say a woman was found dead inside the Sparks Glencoe home after officers were called to conduct a welfare check Monday morning. The circumstances surrounding the woman's death are under investigation, and police have not released any additional information. Baltimore County Police say the husband of a woman who was killed in Moncton has been charged in her death. 55-year-old Anthony Lechner is charged with the first-degree murder of 56-year-old Kimberly Lechner, who was found dead in a home on Maplehurst Lane Monday morning. Police were initially called to the scene for a report of a domestic disturbance. Baltimore County Police have identified the suspect and the victim in an apparent murder-suicide. Officers called to the 100 block of East Pedone Road for a report of a shooting at around 11 o'clock Monday, where they found 87-year-old Marilyn and 89-year-old Raymond Lewandowski dead from gunshot wounds. Investigators recovered a firearm at the scene. They believe Mr. Lewandowski died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Both bodies taken now to the ME's office for autopsies. And one person dead, another retreated at shock trauma following a Monday afternoon crash on I-95 near the 895 split. Accident happened when a car slammed into the back of a tractor trailer, killing the driver, injuring their passenger. No further information released. The incident remains under investigation. Pick 3 lottery number 308. Pick 4, 2356. It's 806. Next is Stein on Sports.
Paycheck replacement is a concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And hopefully it's not too long of a winter for Orioles fans, as the Birds have a lot to accomplish in the next 4.5 months, not the least of which is who's the manager. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias saying yesterday that manager Mancelino is a candidate, but then was asked if senior advisor John Mabry was in the mix as well.
We stabilized in a good way and had some positive developments over the second half of the season, and John was a great contributor to that, and we've all really enjoyed working with him.
However, Elias didn't explicitly mention Mabry as a candidate, saving that for another time. Conflicting reports after Sunday's game against the Chiefs on the status of Lamar in that game. Some reports had it that had the game been close, Lamar could have gone back in. Coach Harbaugh was asked about that yesterday in Owings Mills.
There was no way he was going to go back in the game. The injury precluded it, you know, as you know, during the game, you know, you really just you're playing the next series as a coach. But
other than Nnamdi Matabike being out for the year, Harbaugh declining yesterday to discuss specifics pretty much of any other injury. And finally, this news from the college football sports media world. SEC Network host Paul Feinbaum, an avowed and highly respected conservative, making a major announcement yesterday when asked by Clay Travis on his Outkick show.
If the president of the United States says, Paul, you're my guy, can you tell him no?
Impossible to tell him no. There's no way I could. I would say yes.
Feinbaum considering a political career. Better him, perhaps, than Stephen A. Coming up in 30 minutes, a mea culpa from Kyle Hamilton. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So,
In the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, two recent mass shootings, illegal alien gangbangers roaming our streets, fentanyl poisoning our population, juvenile thug crime exploding, there is a brand new organization called Americans for Public Safety, and their statement is public safety is a moral obligation, not a political experiment. And joining us is president of the Americans for Public Safety, Justin Keener. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Great to have you.
It is our pleasure. So what motivated you and Doug Deason to put together this organization and launch it recently to address crime in all of the U.S. of A?
You know, it's really a couple different things. The first and foremost is during the Biden years, we saw just a tremendous increase in violent crime, some of the largest in our nation's history. And it's just, it's time to do something about that. When President Trump took office, shortly thereafter, we started seeing a reduction in crime nationally. Not a tremendous amount, but nationally we did start to see it. And one thing that you know, we know is there was no big national law passed. There wasn't really a change in policy, but we believe a lot of that had to do with because the president had the back of law enforcement and started increasing morale. And police being willing to, you know, more willing to and happy to do their job. It's sort of like a, you know, a team that has high morale versus low morale. And you saw crime starting to decline a little bit. You also probably had something to the effect of accountability, where individuals were before thought they might not be held accountable or more likely to. So the increase in crime is the number one thing, but let's just look at the way law enforcement's been treated in the last, say, you know, 5+ years, where there's been an incredible amount of disrespect, the defund the police movement. You have the lead runner for the mayor of New York City who led that effort, you know, who's a strong advocate for defund the police. It's time to restore respect for the law enforcement profession and for those institutions that keep us safe. And not only do they deserve our respect, but they've earned it. And we aim to do that.
Justin, that's wonderful to say, and I agree with you. However, in practicality, how do you magically make people who have been taught to disrespect and hate the police have them turned around so that they like and support the police on a practical level?
Yeah, very practical level. One of the things our organization is doing is lifting up those heroes. And we have a site on our website, a4publicsafety.com, a4publicsafety.com, called Valor Voices, where we are lifting up those stories of the heroes around the country who every day put their lives on the line and those who demonstrate exemplary heroism, service, to their communities. And I think we need to start doing more of that. I think we make sure, you know, like you have a Department of Justice that is no longer looking for every little ticky-tacky opportunity to hammer on police and instead support them and address their challenges. You know, I'm hopeful that we'll start to see more cooperation between local police and federal authorities. It's very common. I know it's really big in the news right now, but for many years in this country, locals and federal police have worked together. So I think it's one, lift up the stories. Two, we need to highlight the villains who are demonizing police and putting them in bad situations. I'm going to highlight, let's say we have individuals like the poor woman in North Carolina who was murdered on a subway train. Mm-hmm. Individual arrested for multiple violent offenses. You know, that's an example of disrespect towards police because the police arrested that individual several times and then the court system release that person back on the streets, and the cops have to put their lives on the line yet again to arrest them.
Yeah, same with ICE. We'll get to them in just a second because I know you in the Dallas area talk a little bit about how those ICE agents were heroic in their trying to protect and rescue some of the detainees from that sniper fire. More with Justin Keener, Americans for Public Safety, in just a moment.
8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck at 95 after the Eastern Avenue Bridge finally is completely gone. So now everybody that was backed up all the way back into Rosedale, 3-4 miles back, starting to move now. So it's like a big traveling circus now. They're all coming south. They're all trying to get through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're jammed up, 4 lanes going into the tunnel. And then all that traffic now catches up with itself again on the south end after Cabden Yards and going south on 95.
25 eventually to the Beltway and over on the southwest side. So you're not out of it yet. There's no freewheeling yet anywhere on 95. Still recovering. And 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, is still backed up and working its way through from Moravia Road. So we're not out of the woods yet. Probably going to be at least another hour before any of this really starts to clear out. We'll keep an eye on it and let you know. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy today, chance of scattered showers, warm and muggy, highs near 80 right now. Cloudy 66 in Ellicott City and 68 downtown Baltimore. On our Newsmaker hotline, Justin Keener, president of Americans for Public Safety. And I know, Justin, you live in the Dallas area. And again, classic example of this sniper that killed one and wounded others. And thank God no law enforcement agents were injured, but there they were under sniper fire trying to help the detainees get to safety. And I would think that they certainly would be part of the Valor Voices program.
Well, we are encouraged at the bravery we're seeing just across the spectrum of law enforcement. And that was one incident where it highlighted the professional work they do. And Dallas is an interesting case, too. That's, you know, while ICE is federal, we have a mayor in Dallas who bucked the trend of major urban areas. And when the Defund the Police movement came to Dallas, he said no, and he stood up to those activists who would say, we need to get rid of cops on the street. And he said, no, we're not going to get rid of them. And I was proud to see him do that. So I think, you know, Dallas offers a couple case studies for us in the respect towards law enforcement.
It's interesting, taking a look at the stats as to gun ownership in various states. I see that Texas is way high on the list. Maryland is number 42, gun ownership per household. Does that stat correlate with the level of respect for police officers throughout the country? Are you aware?
Yeah, I'm not aware of specific data related to that. But it is, you know, it is notable that let's just look at Baltimore. Homicide rates, while they've dropped below the peaks of 2021, they're still well above pre-2020 levels. And so, you know, you can go to where does gun ownership come to play here? I don't necessarily see a correlation. I prefer to have the ability to defend myself and for others to be able to defend themselves if they're lawful owners of weapons.
You know, you wrote a piece recently with Doug, called A Crackdown on Crime Could Restore the American Dream. And so if you could expound on that a little bit and just highlight just how these ongoing criminality and these criminal acts and letting millions of illegal aliens, some with criminal backgrounds, how they are keeping us from actualizing the American dream.
Well, we all know there's no country that provides more opportunity for upward mobility than the United States.
Yeah.
American dream is real. It's still there. But if you live in a neighborhood that is riddled with crime, you can't trust that your child can walk to school by themselves. If you can't walk to your place of work or take the bus or take the train, that is going to inhibit your ability to pursue the American dream. And when we have activists, prosecutors, and judges who knowingly release incredibly violent people onto the streets, you're going to have bad results. I mentioned North Carolina. Let's look at Houston. A woman named Rosalie Cook was murdered by an individual who had been arrested 67 times, multiple violent offenses. And at the time of the murder was actually released on two bonds rather than being locked up before trial. They have a new district attorney there. We'll see what they have to say. But, you know, if public safety is very real. And one thing we've seen with this president is he's prioritized making America safe. And he's done that through whether it's economic terms, passage of the First Step Act that made sure that individuals who come out of prison are less likely to reoffend, but also just his focus on ending violent crime. Data is crystal clear. More cops, less crime. You surge police operations into high crime areas, you're going to see a reduction. And this president recognizes that. And thankfully, there's a number of communities around this country who are doing that, and whether they're coordinating with him and his administration or they're doing it on their own, the public expects that. The public doesn't want these games played with public safety.
One of the problems with that approach is that you surge into one area as like squeezing a half-filled balloon. The air will simply move to a different part of the balloon. There has to be a sustained effort to squeeze in a number of places roughly at the same time, doesn't there?
Well, you really nailed it. Unfortunately, you know, resources are limited, and you know, it's just not an option right now to surge all across the country, and that's unfortunate. What we hope that we'll see is a couple different factors. One is we're going to lock up those individuals who are the murderers, rapists, kidnappers who just go on to do horrible things, and let's lock them up. So we know crime will reduce if we have these incredibly violent offenders locked up. Number two, a system of accountability was set in, but we'll also start to learn what works and doesn't. You know, it's important to go look at the data and see what worked, say, in Memphis or Washington, D.C., where we did these surges, and then we can replicate it and also give locals the ability to lead on their own. Hopefully, they'll be willing to do that. But no, there will unfortunately, you know, there will never be a one-size-fits-all. We can do everything across the country, but I think little by little we start taking steps and empowering police to do their jobs and stop playing games. We'll see crime continue to drop.
Very good. Americans for Public Safety. The website is publicsafety.com. Justin Keener. Justin, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you, Justin.
Very much.
Right. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour now, on the line with us, Law Office of Michael A. Friedman is the lead counselor, Michael Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys, and I want to assure everybody that we are remaining open. So no matter what happens in Washington, you may be able to find us at 410-363-6848, as we always are. Listen, I had a case yesterday where a lady was in an accident a month ago. Now, it was a pretty good accident. Her old car was totaled. The other insurance company paid for it. She had some neck problems, but she doesn't like hospitals, and she's not real fond of doctors, and she just kind of went on with her life. So she called yesterday that the neck is really, really bothering her. Now, I asked her, well, did you call your primary care doctor at least? No, didn't do that. Well, did you call your insurance company and fill out any forms or file for PIP or just tell it? Nope, didn't call the insurance company because I was afraid that, you know, I'm afraid my premium is going to go up, even though I wasn't at fault for the accident, even though the other side's already paid for the car. So she had not documented this injury anywhere in the world. And so we're left with the fact that we're going to have to explain her life for 4 weeks to make sure that there was no other falls, that there were no other accidents, that she didn't fall off a polo horse, that she didn't fall down playing, going bowling. A million different things could happen in a month to hurt your neck. Now, we probably will prevail because she makes a pretty good witness, and she, even though she doesn't like doctors and she doesn't like hospitals and she's afraid her insurance is going to go up, all these things preventing her from reporting it, I think a jury might believe her, and I think we will be able to get the case resolved. But for Pete's sake, folks, if you're in an accident and you're hurt, even if you don't need to get active treatment right away or you don't want treatment after, you should call your doctor and say, listen, I was in an accident. My neck is bothering me. I'm not going to get any treatment from now. If it gets worse, I'll call you back. Boom, that's it. Hello, that's all we need. So if that happens, be smart, okay? And also be smart. If you're in an accident, give us a call, 410-363-6848. Ask us what to do. We'll tell you. Call your insurance company, put it on the record, call your primary care doctor, put it on the record, then if you don't want to go for treatment, you don't have to go for treatment. So that's the tip of the day. Just keep in touch, as people have been doing. They've been using our website, maflaw.com. They've been sending us emails, going right to our phones. It's been terrific. We get right back to everybody. It's a great way to do business. So you guys have a lot of work to do today.
No. It's so just another day at work, that's
just
all.
Another day in the world. Right. Well, I'm leaving it all up to you guys. I know you're taking it.
All right. Sure. Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Check out the website, maflaw.com.
8:23, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We haven't been up here for a while. The contractor's working, and of course, they always work during the rush hour. Work, work, work. Northbound 95. Hello, boys. Northbound 95.
Sorry.
I missed you. Sleep well. Northbound 95 and Route 24 in Harford County. 76-mile mark, and they blocked the right lane during the rush hour. It's just magnificent. Two lanes are getting by on the northbound side. We're still recovering. I had a lot of early problems this morning at both the tunnels. Still backed up. Ain't going anywhere anytime soon, I'm sorry to tell you. But at least we're moving a little better now on 95 through Rosedale. But all of that traffic still has to come down through both the Harbor tunnels. Four lanes on 95, two lanes on 895, and then 95 through the city from Camden Yards eventually gets out to the Beltway and starts to pick up a little speed as you're going south. I-97 towards Annapolis, you know the deal. You're there every day. It's backed up southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of scattered showers. It'll be warm and muggy, highs near 80. Overnight cloudy, temps in the upper 50s. And then we cool down beginning tomorrow, sunny, low 70s. Right now, chance of light rain here in the next hour. 66 in Columbia, 66 in Owings Mills. And since we were talking about crime, I wanted to point your attention to the crime rate versus the number of crimes. See, we're hung up right now on Baltimore recording 100 homicides. It's the lowest it's been, they're claiming, in 65 years. And they're hung up on the number. But the problem here is population dwindles in Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. The crime rate per capita remains very, very high. For instance, latest statistics we have from August of last year. Memphis, number one. Crime rate in the country, okay, and that is per 100,000 people. Portland, Oregon is number two, and they're talking about sending federal troops there now, and they're being, because Antifa and attacking federal agents. Detroit, Michigan is third. Seattle, Washington is fourth. Mm-hmm. Baltimore is number five. So when they say Baltimore is the fifth most dangerous city in the country, they're referring to the crime rate per capita. Not the the number that, again, and this is if these crimes are being reported. Now, there's another article out by John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City, and they're saying that city officials and law enforcement from Baltimore to Los Angeles can boast about reported crime declining, but they fail to mention that more and more victims are choosing not to report crimes. And the reason for that is that many of these crimes are being committed by juveniles who they know are going to be released back out on the streets. And so if you identify or complain, they're going to come after me again.
Yeah.
So that's a huge problem that's being ignored by the pro-criminal, progressive general insane asylum down in Annapolis. A new report out by Pew Research Center published last year found U.S. residents reported fewer than half of household burglaries and incidents of trespassing. Meanwhile, instances of personal theft, larceny, and other types of pilfering were reported about 25% of the time. Regarding violent crimes, robberies are reported at the highest rate. That category is followed by aggravated assault, simple assault, but rape and sexual assault only reported 21% of the time by the victims. Yeah. So crime in the U.S. has been significantly underreported since officials began keeping these crime statistics. And so that, I think it's disingenuous. Yeah, we can all celebrate the fact there are fewer homicides. That is a good thing. But don't gaslight us and tell us that you've got crime under control where per capita we are the fifth most dangerous city in the country.
The reason I mentioned the numbers of gun ownership with just at the top of the hour is I think the highest percentage of gun ownership is Montana, 66% of homes own a gun. My bet would be, and of course this is without the stats to back it, but my bet would be that the crime rate per capita in places like Wyoming or Texas is in the 20s or other states with a lot of gun ownership is that the level of crime is less because the bad guys realize you can shoot back.
Right. And states, and Texas is one, is open carry.
Yeah.
So in states that have open carry and concealed carry, that's a great deterrent for, again, the victims to be able to not be victimized and be able to defend themselves, you know, when stuff happens. By the way, Angela Alsobrooks, the senator from Maryland, and Sarah Elfreth, who has just announced she's running for re-election, they've introduced a bill to compensate the government slowdown workers. Where are they going to get the money for that? We've already got a nearly $400 hole in the Transportation Trust Fund based on the unauthorized use of funds from the State Highway Administration. Where the heck are they going to get money to pay? And so federal employees will be able to apply and receive unemployment benefits for any week that they're required to work. Oh great. So it's that's just wonderful, isn't it?
Perfect.
Yeah.
No problems.
It's just crazy. And this shutdown, I think Travis has hit it on the head. He goes, a lot of differences between the two sides in this shutdown are throwaway demands. The big ticket items are subsidies for Affordable Care Act plans and Medicaid extensions for able-bodied men. Republicans have tried to strip these elements out of Obamacare, which is the worst piece of legislation ever. The savings never materialized. Prices soared, and we're all sicker because of it. The only people who benefited were insurance companies, who only agreed to it because it would make them a lot more money in subsidies. The Democrats right now are going to shut down the government to keep money flowing to their donors in the insurance lobby. And that's how this fight needs to be framed. Travis, great catch. Great call on your part. It's 8:30. Time for some news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Well, if you've ever gone through Towson on a Thursday evening, you'll realize that around the Green Turtle, there's been a big line of folks waiting to get in for a Thursday. Well, no more. The Green Turtle's Towson location expected to close by the end of the year. During a Monday hearing before the Baltimore County Board of Liquor License Commissioners, Green Turtle CEO Gio Concepcion said he plans to shut down that location. The board previously took away the bar's liquor license for Thursdays due to some chaotic Thursday events that led to an increase in police presence along York Road. According to the Baltimore Banner, the owners of the bar say they would lose around $600,000 a year without the Thursday events. The Green Turtle has more than 30 locations in Maryland and several other states. Greenbelt man has been charged with assaulting federal law enforcement officers at the NSA. Down at Fort Meade, 23-year-old Amir Wilson allegedly drove through a security checkpoint September 24th without credentials. He then struck two marked NSA police vehicles, injuring one of the officers. He then crashed into a retaining wall, and he was arrested. He faces a Wednesday morning detention hearing. Maryland State Senator Paul Quarterman has filed an ethics complaint against Hagerstown City Council member Erica Bell. In a Facebook post, Quarterman says in recent weeks his office has received information that raises concerns about Bell's alleged use of her office title to influence decisions and discussions involving the Hagerstown Police Department. Baltimore County homicide detectives investigating a suspicious death at the unit block of English Run Circle. Police say a woman was found dead inside the Sparks Glencoe home after officers were called to conduct a welfare check on Monday morning. Circumstances surrounding the woman's death under investigation. Police have not released any additional information. It's 8:32. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Have you looked at your power bill lately? Electricity prices are at all-time highs, and they're only going up. Even worse, power outages are becoming more and more common. In fact, according to the Department of Energy, blackouts could increase 10,000% over the next few years. If you don't have a backup generator for your home, it's time to get one. But gas generators, they're loud, high maintenance, and they produce dangerous exhaust fumes. The Grid Doctor 3300 solar generator from My Patriot Supply is different. It's whisper quiet, requires no fuel, and it's safe to use indoors. Yet, it delivers enough power to run almost anything in your home. Best of all, you can get a Grid Doctor 3300 for zero down and as little as $104 a month when you shop at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's right, 3,300 watts of backup power delivered to your door for as little as $104 per month. See the page for more details at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pick 3 Lottery, 308, pick 4, 2356. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
Looks like there's a new minor wreck here on 95 South at Moravia Road. Tractor trailer, another vehicle, and a police car behind it, right shoulder. They're kind of looking at it right there. Actually making a little progress now. The backup is pretty much cleared between the Beltway and the city-county line. Much better just in the last 30 minutes for the traffic there. But you're still plodding along. You still have all that heavy traffic. traffic, both on 95 and 895 from all the earlier problems southbound, which started with the wreck near the O'Donnell Street ramp and back towards Eastern Avenue on 95. So all of that still has to work its way through, and we're still looking at the heavy volume, but it's a little better now. We're finally making some progress here as well for 95 passing Camden Yards and eventually out to the Beltway and down towards Howard County. The speeds are much better now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a cloudy day ahead of us with a few morning sprinkles. Otherwise, still very warm with highs close to 80. Staying mostly cloudy tonight, but starting to turn cooler with lows falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills trying to explain what happened to the Ravens Sunday in Kansas City, admitting that the Chiefs beat the Ravens in all three phases on the field and also in the coach's booth off the field. Then was asked point blank if he still had confidence in second-year defensive coordinator Zach Orr.
Yeah, I mean, I have confidence in all of our guys, including Zach, our players, our coaches. You know, I watch our guys every day. I watch how they work. I watch how well they coach. I'm in meetings. I watch the meetings. I know the schemes that we're running. I know the soundness of what we're doing.
Meanwhile, Kyle Hamilton was at the mic on Sunday in Kansas City after the loss to the Chiefs in an attempt to retract comments he made about Ravens fans the previous Friday, in which he said the Ravens fans have been spoiled over the years.
So, like, early in the week, I used poor choice of words, just saying that Ravens fans are spoiled. Retract that. I meant in a sense that Ravens fans have been accustomed to great defense, great teams, haven't been a lot of teams in Ravens history since 96 to underachieve to the point where fans felt disappointed.
High school football news from the great state of Florida, Bowles High School in Jacksonville. Their sophomore fullback, Xander Edwards, who's the son of former NFL fullback Mark Edwards, ran for 517 yards on 38 carries and set a Florida State record with 8 touchdowns in the game over the weekend. The previous record was 6, held by Ravens running back Derrick Henry. Orioles postseason presser came early this year, unfortunately, on the day after the season. Manager Mancelino relaying an interesting late-season conversation he had with Orioles young phenom catcher.
I talked to Sammy Basayo yesterday, and I told Sammy to go look at Aaron Judge's first 100 bats in the big leagues. And you know whose numbers it matches? Sammy Basayo's.
Basayo struggled toward the end, going 0-13 in his last five games, ending the season batting just 165. If you like baseball, you'll love today. 4 wild card games on tap, beginning at 1 p.m. this afternoon, so work from home if you can. Tigers and Guardians kick it off in Cleveland. 3 p.m. has the Padres and Cubs from Wrigley. 6 p.m. Red Sox at the Yankees. 9 p.m. it'll be the Reds and the Dodgers from Los Angeles. And on this date in baseball history, by the way, we'll take you back 98 years. September 30th, 1927, Babe Ruth hits home run number 60 against the Senators, becoming the first player in Major League Baseball history to do that. The time now is 8:37. When we return, should they be adding another statue in front of M&T Bank Stadium?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire? Retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This may be a little bit of a stretch, but when you think about it, maybe not. Yesterday was the birthday of O.J. Brigance, mm-hmm. September 29th, mm-hmm. 1969. So O.J. turned 56 yesterday. He is the only player in Baltimore football history to win a Grey Cup. You were talking about the Stallions right. off
yep,
air.
Yep.
To win a Grey Cup and a Super Bowl. And O.J. played, also has a couple of Super Bowl rings with the Ravens after his career. So the question is, when we build statues for athletic heroes in front of stadiums like Ray Lewis or John Unitas,
right.
should we also build them for a great human?
who is O.J. Brigance. He may not be a football hero in the true sense of the word, but he is an inspiration, and he's inspired fans and Ravens alike for the last 25 years.
I don't have any problem with that. I think that that's something to aspire to. I mean, somebody who played it. Look, you play, whether it's in the Canadian League or whether it's in the NFL, you get to that level, you're a great athlete. You may not be a Hall of Famer, but you're a great athlete. And the fact that a lot of it has to do with your community,
yeah,
what you did for your community. And I think O.J. Brigance did inspire a lot of people.
Tell me about the statue.
About the statue?
Yeah, what do you want in the statue? Standing, sitting, wheelchair?
You know what? That's a good question. That is a really good question. I think the statue, yeah, really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the wheelchair because that has been OJ and his wife Shanda's life.
Yeah.
And that's where he inspired people.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll throw it out there, see what other people...
Good call, Bruce.
You said something earlier this morning that was shocking to me. Regarding the Orioles.
I was probably wrong, but okay, go ahead.
You said that the manager doesn't actually do the lineups anymore.
Well, yeah. So the way that the Orioles run it now... Okay, so this was off-air, right?
Yes.
Right. The way the Orioles run it now, it's all by analytics. So it's about matchups, you know, pitching matchups, batting matchups, etc. So there is a suggested lineup card for every game that the analytics department has come up with. And basically gives to the manager. And that is the lineup in general that the Orioles will go with.
That he has to use? Or it's suggested to use?
I mean, I think there's a conversation.
Okay.
But I do believe, though, that analytics carries a huge weight.
Right.
So, the way that Mike Elias runs the department.
If you're running the club by analytics, and I get it, they're very big with Moneyball. If you're running that, what happens when your analytics hitters don't hit?
Well, and that's what happened this year.
Yeah. So what do you do then?
Yeah, in a normal situation, you'd go with your gut. Okay. Right. I'm not sure that Mancelino actually went with his gut much this year because he was interim.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's funny you say that. I'll play this tomorrow. It's a real interesting comment about what an interim manager can do and what he can't do.
Okay.
And it was very, very revealing. But, yes, analytics run the show for the Orioles.
Well, I think it's important. And if analytics doesn't get the job done, I think you then talk with their sister Bonnie Lytics, who might have an idea or two, or their brother Stan Lytics.
Yeah.
There are a number of Lytics people who are involved in the baseball operation.
Yeah, I thought it was Bonnie and Clyde.
The ugly stepchildren, that's for sure. Thanks, Gary. 8:41, 19 minutes. Down for the hour of 9 o'clock. So Maryland taxpayers, I'll tell you, Chris Papps does an excellent job as a reporter for Project Baltimore. His latest investigation has uncovered that Maryland taxpayers last year gave public schools hundreds of millions of dollars to educate students whose whereabouts were unknown. Now, today's the day that they count all the students enrolled in the schools, and that is the number that determines how much funding that Maryland schools get for the following year. But Chris Papps points out that we have learned in 2024, taxpayers gave hundreds of millions of dollars to school to educate students who can't be found. In fact, 891,000 Maryland students were counted on September 30th last year. Since that time, over 14,500 students in grades 7 through 12 unenrolled. And there are many reasons for that. Illness, employment. But the biggest category is whereabouts unknown. They have no idea where these students are. In fact, almost 11,000 students have whereabouts unknown for the 2024 school year.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be found. Here's a Delegate Kathy Shalega on the problem that poses.
They don't even know where these kids are. Are they safe? Are there safety risks for these kids? Is it fraud?
Yeah, well, I think it is. I'll tell you why I think it's fraud coming up in just a second. But according to the state data, Maryland schools last year got $20,000 per student, meaning local and state taxpayers gave public schools statewide around $219 million in just one year to educate students whose whereabouts are unknown. Otherwise, we call them ghost students. They're gone. And that amount does not include the federal funding that they get. That's just the local and state funding. In 2019, six years...
On the other hand, there are a couple of people who have very nice beach houses right now.
6 years ago, It was only 6,000 students. Every year since then, the number of ghost students has increased to where it's now 11,000.
Almost double. It's amazing.
I'm sorry, I don't believe in coincidences. All right, we'll do this on more on the other side here. But this is just, it's mind-boggling that anybody would think this is just happenstance. It's not happening by accident, folks.
I don't believe in a coincidences either. I do believe I'll have another drink. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck, are you joining me?
I'm all for that.
All right.
Can I get one of them glasses I have it?
One of them glasses? One of them glasses you put in your freezer?
Can I get one of them beer steins, WCBM beer steins?
We can work that out.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll be waiting for
it. In lieu of compensation.
95, the wreck at 95 from Moravia Road, just clear. So it was a tractor trailer, another vehicle involved. Everybody's just pulled away from the right shoulder. All of this traffic, still there, still going to take a little while. 895, I'm looking at you live here, and it's backed up still around the Eastern Avenue Bridge back towards Urban Avenue. At one point, all of this stuff was backed up all the way back to the Beltway, and we had more than an hour delay. Right now, I think we're probably in the area of 30 minutes and trying to improve, so barring any new problems, maybe around 9:30 or so, both the tunnels will finally settle down and we'll be good to go from there. It's going to be slow yet on the Beltway through Parkville, through Pikesville, and down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today. Chance of scattered showers. Warm and muggy. Highs near 80. Right now we're at a cloudy 70 in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. A cook at a seafood place in Pensacola, Florida, ended up saving a 78-year-old customer's life this month.
Wow.
Danelle Stallworth works at a place called the Shrimp Basket. The guy he saved normally comes in every day for a cup of gumbo. He noticed the guy hadn't stopped by for a few days. So he went to his house to check on him and found him lying on the ground. Turned out he had fallen, broke some ribs, couldn't get up. Here's Danelle telling his story.
So I was like, I'm going to go by his house. And I knocked on the door like two times, and he didn't answer. But the third time I knocked on it, and I heard him like, help. And like, who is it? And I said, it's Donnell. And he's like, come in. He was in tears. Like, I don't even know how long I've been here. And he was in pain, so go check on him and see how he's doing. Put that smile back on his face. And I'll probably take him a thing of gumbo.
How about that?
Yeah.
That is incredible customer service.
It's very good gumbo, apparently, too.
Apparently, yeah. It's great gumbo. That's just our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
All right, so we're talking about the problem of ghost students. And in 2019, students whose whereabouts were unknown, but we still had to pay money for their positions in school, it was $6,100. In 2020, those numbers weren't available. In 2021, a little over 7,200 students, whereabouts unknown. In 2022, 8,700 students ghosting. In 2023, 9,900 students. And then in 2024, almost 11,000 students, whereabouts unknown. And we're paying for it, folks. $219 million. And I remember just this past year, Carroll County Delegate April Rhodes, she introduced a bill to stop this nonsense. She wanted to count students four times a year to make sure that they remain enrolled so that the school was getting its money for the actual students that were there. But, of course, that bill died very quick because of the Maryland State Education Association, Teachers Union. said the bill overcomplicates a data snapshot that's intended to ensure adequate funding for schools. Well, when the data is wrong, when the data is inaccurate, when you are sending money for students who don't exist or are not in school, so I question, really, is that big of a problem, that kids just dropping out of school in those alarming numbers, or are they inflating numbers? That would be a fraudulent act on the part of schools or teachers or administrators.
I would think as well, if I were in charge of cutting the check, I'd kind of see verification of the number before you do it. I mean, pardon me for being cynical about this, but people are known to inflate numbers from time to time in any aspect of life. And so if somebody sends me over this list, says, here are all these students. Say, well, I'd like to do a couple of random checks just to see all these students are there. If you come up with a certain percentage of no-shows, say, just sort of drop in on various schools in the area that are supposed to have all these students. If you're coming up short and you ask the teacher, well, that student has not been here for 2 years, then you might have a question or two about the people who submitted the numbers in the first place.
Yeah, well, Delegate Zuliga, she obviously said this is a problem. We're going to have to address it.
Why are they continuing to increase the number of students they're putting in the category of whereabouts unknown to receive funding for students that clearly do not attend school?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Why and then who? Okay. We know it's happening sometime after today, September 30th.
Right.
So we know when, we know the where. The question is who and why. All right. And so now, of course, letters have been sent to Maryland's Inspector General Rick Henry, as well as Congressman Andy Harris, requesting state and federal investigations. I know I'm blue in the face, but for years I've been saying forensic audits.
Mm-hmm.
Forensic audits of Annapolis, the general legislature, forensic audits of the education system. And now I'd like to see a forensic audit on the crime data that Mayor Scott and the rest of the folks in Baltimore City expect us to swallow. Okay? Just saying. Time to clean it up. 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you know a deserving family that needs help buying or selling your home? Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is waiving his commission, searching for that family. Submit your nomination at homewithvinny.com or WCBM.com before October 11th.
The Rob Carson Show.
Who the hell's going to watch Bad Bunny? Really? Bad Bunny? Remember when Prince did it and started raining? He was doing Purple Rain. It was one of the greatest halftime shows ever. Bad Bunny. Here comes Bad Bunny. Up and down the money trail. I won't be watching the halftime show at the Super Bowl. I mean, what sort of a man would, I don't know, want to be a pop star, call myself Bad Bunny? Oh, don't mess with me. I'm Bad Bunny.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you know, I think that Rob Carson, I hope you hear what Gary Stein had to say about this earlier, because I think Stein's right. I think the idea of booking Bad Bunny, a guy who sings primarily in Spanish, who would not tour in this country because of his distaste for ICE, etc., etc., is NFL trying to reach the Hispanic audience, make penetration there. Because you know what? Most of the rest of us who don't speak Spanish,
but the Hispanic
I'm not
audience
sticking around for
where?
The show.
I think that they're already there
well, watching the Super Bowl.
Well, maybe it's because there's so many that come from other countries that are really soccer fans, and they're trying to flip them into become football fans.
I guess.
But you need to do that. And again, look,
it's
I understand.
An event. You would kind of put off going to get your food at halftime so you could see the event.
Because everybody will be talking about it the next day.
Right now, it's like, well, okay, it's halftime. Something I don't care about is going to be on. I'll give you a week.
Now you're going to be you're not going to be able to understand it. Unless you speak Spanish, you won't know what he's singing about. Maybe that's the intent.
Well, you know, it does give me a different perspective on Kathleen Kennedy Townsend because she speaks Spanish.
Yes. And remember, she scored a football once.
That's right, she did. So she'll be there. You can count on it. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I'll be making a sandwich by that time when that show's on.
Oh, I see.
You'll be dealing with some bad deli.
Nice. As a red bad bunny.
I get a bad belly every day just right here. What are you talking about?
Hi. We're names are peptic and acid.
I keep a can of burpaline right over here.
Burpaline.
Why can't you be true? You know burpaline. 95 northbound. Construction, right lane, Hartford County. They're there. They're there all day. They'll be there in the right lane. There's a backup northbound through there. Beltway, just looked at it. Yeah, you're still jammed up. I think some of this stuff on the Beltway was actually the overflow from everything at both the tunnels. So we're still slow. Parkville side through Pikesville to Green Spring. 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. Not going to happen going away anytime soon. And both the tunnels are still looking. I think now could be 945 or so before they actually start to clear out. So all this late traffic is still there. No late problems, though, on any of the major interstates right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of scattered showers, warm and muggy, highs near 80. And right now it is 71 in windy in Ocean City, 69 in Baltimore City. Fox News is now reporting that the illegal alien Dr. Roberts, who we were discussing earlier this morning, and we were told you was already registered to vote in Maryland, they're now reporting he was registered to vote as a Democrat.
No.
What a shocker. Wow. Kim, you could have knocked me over with a feather on that one, man.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
I know we're all surprised about that. But
yeah, so of course we're opening the show with the story today because it just keeps getting better and better. My favorite part is how everybody's calling him Dr. Ian Roberts. I don't know a ton of people from Guyana, but no one there is named Ian Roberts. Okay, I don't even think this is his real name. I mean, this whole story smells.
Well, how did he get a look? He was here on a student visa, graduated from COP in 98, student visa expires 1 year later, and then he was able to get all, you know, Social Security.
Ridiculous.
Got a gun.
Is he on Medicaid? I mean, is he one of the 66,000 illegal immigrants in Maryland on Medicaid? This whole thing reeks. And I love how Jared DeMarinis over at the Board of Elections isn't responding to anybody. Because he's the main one that is constantly posting on X, posting on Facebook how safe our elections are. The voter rolls are clear. I cannot wait to get into this story.
It's fascinating because now he sent a response saying that they're not going to turn over the voter list to the DOJ because they might use it to enforce immigration laws.
Yeah, God forbid.
That's not your job. Your job as elections board chair is to make sure the electoral process is, the integrity is upheld. And if you've got 2,400 dead voters, 300 duplicate voters, and Lord knows how many illegal alien voters, your electoral process stinks.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I cannot wait to get into this, because that's why the Trump administration right now is suing, is it Massachusetts? Mm-hmm. Because they won't hand over their data? And Jared DeMarinis.
Oh, we're next. We're next.
Yeah. It's crazy to me.
You can't wait?
I cannot wait.
Let's go.
I cannot wait. You know,
we're talking about this. Enjoy.
The 2020 election.
Cue the Kim music. Kim has now invaded the morning drive.
She says she can't wait. By all means. We've been here almost 3 hours. We're tired.
I cannot get over this because, we talked about this after 2020 election cycle. And I said a million times, so I was blue in the face. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. We had the same exact numbers in our special election that we did our general election. The difference is in our special election, we spent $200,000 in that 7th congressional district. The second election, we spent over $5 million. And you're telling me we got the same number of votes, the same percentage? I said, absolutely not. And everybody's like, oh, Kim's wrong. Kim's this. No. Yeah. Well, you guys didn't say that. You guys said, all right, let's talk about this. But I will say, this is what I thought all along. I knew that there were illegal immigrants. I knew that those unsolicited mail-in ballots, people were handing them in. And I know that there's a ton of ballot harvesting going on in the state of Maryland.
Well, also begs the question, what was Linda Lamone doing all those years?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and
she
now,
got out of Dodge real quick.
She really did before all the lawsuits began.
Exactly.
And there's a new sheriff in town now running the Justice Department.
So. Yeah, they should have replaced her with somebody who was really on the job while she was active. Mary Rivera, I think, could have handled this much more effectively. I mean,
Helen Keller could have done a better job with it.
I mean, Vera took care of all that porn stuff, so, you know, and it's gone, so she might as well do this now.
What else you got coming up on the show?
Oh, yeah, Senator Justin Reedy, he'll be here in studio with us at 10 o'clock, talking all things Maryland. He's going to answer some questions from the audience. And then Tom Whelan's going to join us at 11:35 a.m. He was kept out of the Orchard Festival there in, was it Owings Mills? Olney. And he was told that no political affiliation tables are going to be put out there. So Tom's running in Anne Arundel County's District 4. He said, okay. Next thing you know it, he goes to the festival, and there are tables with Democrat candidates. He's like, what exactly
Welcome
happened?
To Maryland.
Yep. Yeah. So all that all right. coming up next.
Kim's coming up next. Stay tuned. Going to be a great show with a lot of great topics.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Todd, not a big fan of the Trump administration.
I'm not going to sit here and say ICE is bringing this upon themselves, but why are we masking the agents when they come after people? This is America. This is not jackbooted thugs coming in at the, you know, that is not what America's supposed to be.
Okay, well, your characterization doesn't exactly help, and the reason they're wearing masks is because they've been physical threats to themselves and to their families. Perhaps you're not aware of that. Perhaps you're okay with that particular risk, but maybe they're not, and they just want to get the job done in some safety. And then Chuck Todd, I think, does not understand what this word means.
All of this stuff is going to get met when you... When you sort of govern in a nihilistic way, you're going to end up creating a lot of nihilists, and that's a very scary proposition.
Nihilism is a family of philosophical views that argues that life is meaningless, moral values are baseless, and knowledge is impossible. That's not this administration.
No, that sounds a lot like Chuck Todd, though. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.